Aaron, otherwise known as the Burr, the Burrmaster, the Burminator, the man from Burma, the girl from Burma, the king of Burma, the Burmination. I'm just fucking with you. That's Aaron Burr. Y'all know him. shit. Oh, what happens on the drunk show is different than all other shows. As in, I will probably throw up once or twice because I still have a case of beer left. Seriously, what the one? You have stumbled upon the drunk show. I have hiccups. We will do crazy shit during this time because I don't give a fuck right now. Those that remember my previous drunk shows, if there's any old schoolers there, or remember the times where I threatened to murder people on the phone and smack them and come to their house. No, I'm just kidding. I ain't gonna do that. Okay, Aaron, what do you want to do, dude?
I don't know. What do you want to
Oh, can you roll with me during this time? Can
do?
you roll with
Okay.
me, dude?
We'll see.
You scared of anything? What's your fear, man? That's a really shady ass premise to say right before we do calls, ain't it? What's your fears? What's your
I'm
fears? Yeah, you can be here. It's the drunk show. Okay, let me put that we're live. Okay, let me look up some stuff. I like kind of just talking shit to people and making them mad. Do you like doing that?
Yeah.
Let's just try to make people mad. Let's look up Craigslist ads. Craigslist. We'll call people. We don't have to. We don't have to. Let's see. What time is it? Six, so. Good time in New York to find people. Let's go to Long Island and let's go to Muse. I figure people that have tools will get really mad easily because they're working men. What do you think?
True that.
Guess. Okay, let me get this number. God, I feel so full. That means I need more beer. Okay. Hold on. We'll call her up in a few. 88. It's too many eights, ain't it? The drunk show is full of slow-paced action. We're gonna call this guy about this leather item. I'll talk the first. I'll do the first, and you have the second one. Shut up, you dog! This is a wingman multi-tool. Some good beer, dude. I'm on a bender, technically.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6 3 1.
Okay, that didn't work. Let's see what recent calls we've got that we missed. Goatman keeps trying to play. See, he left me a voicemail message. It was a girl this time on this line. Here, we'll call this person back that called us last night. Do you remember her number, Aaron?
No. Jamie?
Yeah.
I'll find it.
My dogs are like barking so loud in the background. That was a parcel gag. Too drunk for my own good.
Sorry, Mr. Call. Leave me a message and I'll call you.
What else we got here? This person trying to hit her. After I get the first and I'll let you have the second one.
Play this Verizon ring back tone while you're
part. I bet it's the symphony. No, it's not.
Hello?
Yeah, man. I was calling to welcome you to the new age.
Yes.
Are you aware it's the new age?
No, I'm not.
Well, I won't give you to the new age representative, Aaron, and here he is.
Yo, what's up? Hey.
Hey.
So you ready to bounce all up in this new age, my nigga?
I figured he'd be down with that ringtone, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. If you want to call in, don't care, 209-322-2277. It's at the top of the page. I need to go to Facebook. Tell them we're doing a live show.
The mailbox belonging to 702.
Let's see what else we got.
I put Jamie in the chat if you want to call her.
Okay. I'm going to ask her out on a date. You dare me? I'm like, you dare me like a 12-year-old. You dare
me? Do it. Do it.
You double dog dare me, son? Jamie, you're my only friend. Let me call Jamie. Jamie, I've been eyeballing you every time I come in there. And I think you're the bee's knees, Jamie. You're the literal bee's knees.
Serious Pies, this is Scott.
Jamie, please.
Oh, yeah, 1 second.
No, you're a fan. We never know. I could have done my background.
Thanks for loving. This is Jamie.
I'm in love with you, Jamie.
Sorry?
I love you. Will you go out with me? That's a no. I've been rejected live.
Let's call a Waffle House and say we have a delivery.
No, I think I'm going to suicide her. Live on my air. No, I got to. Where's my knife?
No.
Okay. Slash, slash, slash. Slash, slash, slash. I've been rejected by the lovely and bountiful Jamie. Okay, we'll call Waffle House. Let's get us some. I'll look up another Craigslist while you're doing that. Water can fire extinguisher. Let me call this water can fire extinguisher.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5.
Okay, you have the first one.
Thank you for calling Waffle House London. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Aaron Burr. I'm calling from WH Food Delivery Services, and we have a delivery for you guys. Where do you want us to drop it off at?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Let me give you my manager the call too.
Ask her how fat her ass is, and can you drop it off of her ass?
This is Frey. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling from WH Food Delivery, and we have a delivery of 200 pounds of squirrel meat. Where do you want us to drop that off at?
I don't know enough about that or nothing.
Yes, it says here that it's already been paid for by corporate, and we just got to deliver it.
Well, I don't know nothing about this meat and stuff, because my boss ain't here. Can I give you his number, let you call him?
Yes, please.
All right.
Because we gotta drop the stuff off, so.
Okay, here you go. His cell phone number is 309.
Okay.
8449.
What's the area code on there?
606.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What's your name, by the way?
Freddy.
Freddy, okay. And what's the manager one?
Lloyd.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay, if you want to take it, you can.
But all right, you can go ahead.
Okay, cool. Let me do it. Lloyd's getting fired today. Poor Lloyd. No, he's Lloyd. Freddy's getting fired today. Freddie got fingered. You ever saw that movie?
No.
With Tom Green, Freddie got fingered. He accused his dad again.
Hello?
Lloyd?
Yes?
Yes, we're with WHM Food Trucks. We have a signature hand here from some employee named Freddie. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who is this?
WHM Food Delivery Services. Do you know a Freddie?
I don't know who you guys are. Yeah, I know a couple Freddies.
He's a manager at one of your locations?
No, he's not.
That's what he said his name was. He's a Southern man like myself.
Well, we're all Southerners.
Yeah, he's at your, let's see, your London, Kentucky location at 8044.
Okay, and?
He signed for 200 pounds of squirrel meat. We're about to drop off in about 3 minutes.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll give you to my dispatcher, Aaron. And he can tell you about the details. Here he is.
Yes, sir. I'm driving up to the location right now. We got 200 pounds of squirrel meat to deliver. Freddie signed off for it, and we're about to unload it from the truck right now. What the hell?
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
Okay, let's call the London place and say Lloyd said you're fired.
You do that.
I will. I'll give a fuck right now.
Thank you for calling World Class London. How may I help you?
Hey, Fatty. Let me talk to your manager again.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, I just talked to Lloyd.
Yeah?
And he told me that it's okay that you sign for it and use the register to pay for the bill for the squirrel meat.
Okay, yeah.
So you need to have $43,000 by...
How much?
$43,000 in about 5 minutes. We'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, see you in 5 minutes. We can take that girl that answered the phone in payment. Okay.
That was funny.
Did you hear what I said to her? She heard that too, didn't she? Hey, Fatty. She's like, what? I'm not fat. I'm being bold. They tell me I'm beautiful here at Waffle House. IHOP. Find me an IHOP. You know a good IHOP. Big bones don't jiggle. They do jiggle. Oh, the sweeter the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And that had nothing to do with what we was just talking about. I don't even know what came into my mind frame. Oh. You got an IHOP? Yeah. Let's call this other Waffle House while we wait. Remember when Was you on that call when we talked to that guy?
Thank you for calling Waffle House. This is Rhonda. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm a ma'am, so I'm doing great. How are you?
You sound like a man. Sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you need to stop smoking, I guess.
Okay.
How much are your blueberry pancakes?
We don't have pancakes here. We have waffles.
What the fuck, you cunt? I want pancakes.
Oh, here, you better take this phone out of my hand right now. This man done called me a fucking cunt and everything else.
Hello?
I said, how much are your pancakes? And she got ridiculous. I don't understand.
I'm sorry. We don't have pancakes. We just, certain cooks can only make the pancakes.
Yes, ma'am. I did not. She needs to calm down. I don't understand her tone. It's really ridiculous.
Are they?
It's Jay. How you doing? I'm just playing.
I figured. I was like, I know that this is somebody that I'm...
I didn't call her that, though. She's tripping.
Who is this?
Jay.
Who?
Jay.
Jay?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't Jay.
You are not Jay.
I know I'm not Jay, you cunt. I want to know how much your pancakes are.
I swear, if I could figure out this voice, I would smack you.
You wouldn't be able to smack me with your fat hands.
Oh, because you know who I am.
I do.
Who?
I'll let you talk to A. I'm just going to call him A. Here he is.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, baby girl?
You don't know who this is. You can't call me that.
Yo, Jeanette. My nigga.
What's your name?
My name's A.
Your name's A?
You called him A when he was in your ass.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, that's baby funny. Girl, you better recognize.
You better recognize.
So let me get some pancakes.
You can't. Okay, you called Waffle House. We have waffles.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to IHOP, buy some pancakes. Come over to Waffle House and slap you across the face.
Hey, you better not do that.
That's a long drive.
You better not do that. Her fat ass might eat them.
Hey, hang on 1 second, okay?
Her fat cunt ass might
eat. Hey, ready? Are you listening? Are you listening?
You going to hang up? Yeah. I pissed that first and off, didn't I?
Oh, my God. She was mad.
I'm good at what I do when I'm drunk. My goal is to piss them off. I was like, listen here, you fat cunt. I channel Enigma D12 when I'm drunk. I will throw up here soon, I'm pretty sure. Oh, we got a call in.
Thank you for calling IHOP. This is John. How may I help you?
Hi, I want to know how much your hamburgers were.
My hamburgers? Okay, let me put you on hold 1 second. I'll grab a menu for you.
All right, sweet.
Hey, what's up? You called us in?
What?
Are you the one?
Yeah.
I'll let you talk to you, man. I was doing my ninja connecting calls skills right then.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna make this pork. Watch.
Ask how much pork is in the hamburgers.
All right, yes, sir. We have regular cheeseburger, $7.49. Comes with your choice of fries or onion rings. We also have the bacon cheeseburger for $7.99. Or if you're really hungry, we've got the Mega Monster cheeseburger, which comes with provolone and American cheese for $8.99. And then we also have a patty melt. I'm sorry?
How much pork is in your hamburgers?
Ooh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
How much pork is in your hamburgers?
How much pork?
Yeah.
That's beef, 100% pure beef.
Well, I wanted pork hamburgers. I mean, the word ham's in them, and burgers means more ham.
Okay.
Sir, I'm his best friend in the world, and I can concur that ham means ham, and burgers means burger, in a round shape or fashion.
Yes, sir, you're correct.
So I don't know why they call them pork burgers.
Well, they're 100% beef burgers is what they are.
I didn't want a beef burger. We wanted to know how much your hamburgers are.
All right, guys, are you prank calling?
No. Because
if we would prank...
burgers are set up...
No, hold on, hold on.
Set, it's
shut
like
up.
Green
shut
cream.
Up. If we was... I'm sorry. If we was prank calling you, we'd ask you if your refrigerator's running.
Yeah, it is, and I had to catch it twice today.
You got
to
go catch it now. Go catch it.
No, I go catch it. Now, seriously, guys, what can I help you with?
Yeah, we need 4 of those bacon cheeseburgers.
You just want the regular cheeseburgers?
Yeah, you need our number.
Yeah, I'm going to get a name and number.
Yeah, it's John McEnroe, 648-2832.
2832?
Yeah.
Okay. And what time do you want to pick it up?
And we'll be there in about 10 minutes flat.
Okay, 10 minutes. You want 4? You want 4 of them? You want just the regular cheeseburger, no bacon, anything
else? Yeah, we want mayonnaise on them instead of ketchup, if you do ketchup.
Oh, no, we don't. We normally serve them plain, but we can get you a side of mayo on them.
Thanks, man.
Okay, you want fries or onion rings?
Onions.
Right.
Oh, he wants fries on his. I want onions on mine.
Okay, so you want 4 of them? You want 2 with onion rings, 2 with fries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
2 fries. Okay. All righty. Well, then I'll see you here in about 10.
Thanks, babe. Bye.
Right. Hey,
bye. Make him waste that money. I don't give a fuck right now. Aaron Burr.
Nice, man.
My nigga. I love you, Aaron.
Yeah, shout out.
You love me, Aaron?
I love you, too.
You know, Dozer won't say that shit to me.
Really?
He thinks it's gay when you tell another dude you love him. It's not. It's like bro shit.
Yeah.
It's,
like, I would call you a bro-tato chip.
A bro-tato chip? Well, you're too young. If I tell you I love you, it's like rape.
And I
it's and like I child rape. If I tell you I love you, it's child rape.
What if I tell you I love you? I mean, what's that?
I love you if you send me pics of girls you rape. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let's call this IHOP.
An IHOP?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What should I ask?
You're not going to say nothing because this is Aaron's turn. We're the hosts.
Thank you for calling the IHOP. This is Boston IHOP.
Yeah, I'm calling from WH Trucking, and we have a bunch of guys coming in. We got like 50 guys coming in, and we need you to set up like a huge table for us and everything. We're about to order about 50 burgers up in there. Can you accommodate that?
Hold on 1 second, please. Let me contact my manager. Okay.
Okay.
The only IHOP that has fucking Chinese men at it. I just swear to Jesus. I bet they're like 40 IHOPs.
Hey, where is Timor? Papi?
Have you ever been to IHOP with a fucking Chinese man? I have it. Where is this IHOP? Does it serve Chinese food?
In Mexico.
Hey, homie.
He called him a homie, did you hear?
Huh? Miniature. Come on, miniature. Yeah, miniature.
I got the blacks working him back, dude.
Who's manager?
He don't even know who the manager is, dude. Who's manager? I don't understand language. They don't even know who their own manager is, dude.
What? You pick up the phone?
That's ridiculous.
People coming, you know?
What happened to you?
Oh, I didn't think you want me to be. Oh, I said there's somebody else there. I didn't want to like laugh and give it away.
Oh, you'll be fine. Just like put your heads in the way.
Hey, IHOP, are you there?
No, he's trying to figure out who the manager is. They work there, but don't know who the manager is.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you the ghetto
yes,
manager?
How you doing?
Are you the ghetto
yes.
manager?
Excuse me?
How much are you released from the state prison for per hour? He didn't like that. He hung up. I'm sorry, that was a convict. And I could tell. Okay. Sorry, Aaron. I didn't mean to step over you like that. But shit.
And I was just going to say, we have a truck coming up from Mexico with about 50 illegals in it.
They wouldn't care. Okay, so we got Chinese people at front. Was that in the ghetto? I mean, for real. The convicts in the back. Dude, let's call some Outback Steakhouses.
Dude, ask them for their Bloomin' Onions. They get really mad when you say that because that's not what their dish is called.
It is a Bloomin' Onion. What are you talking about?
Well, then, wait. What's the other place that isn't a Bloomin' Onion?
I have no fucking clue, but it is a Bloomin'
Onion. Because there are two places that serve, like, the same dish, and one calls it one thing, and Outback is really mad if you call it the other.
No, Outback is a Bloomin' Onion. I eat them all the time.
Here, like, let me check really quick. Hold on.
I'm about to Bloomin' Onion out my penis when I piss. Damn, I gotta pee.
All right, let's go. Menu.
I'll do an order here.
Thank you for calling Outback in Dallas. How may I help you?
I need 48 Bloomin' Onions.
Pardon?
48 Bloomin' Onions.
Give me 1 second. Let me transfer you to the takeout area.
I have no qualms making them make that, never picking it up either. Do you, Aaron?
What?
I'm going to make them make them.
Thank you for holding. This is Tanner and Takeaway. How can I help you?
I need Bloomin' Onions.
One Bloomin' Onion?
I need 4 Bloomin' Onions.
4 of them? Okay.
Yeah. And I need extra ranch dressing and ketchup or whatever that shit is.
Okay.
How much is that?
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, so the 4 Bloomin' Onions, extra ranch dressing for all of them, and plasticware.
And what?
Plasticware? Do you say you need a plasticware?
No, I'm not poor. I don't need plasticware.
You don't have to be poor to have need plasticware.
Oh, I don't know. You know, you figure if you take it at home, you can use
it. Yeah, some people just like eat at the hotel and stuff, so we give them plasticware in case they need it.
Oh, okay. No, that's good, bro. Okay. Need my address?
Not your address, just your name.
Yeah, it's John Curry, J-O-H-N, last name C-U-R-R-Y.
Okay, and what kind of car will you be driving?
It's a black sedan.
Okay. And if I could please get a phone number, sir?
Yeah, it's 783-4824.
All right, well, thanks so much. Give us about 15 minutes, and we'll have that ready for you.
Uh-huh, bye. Okay, so I assume we've wasted $150 so far in tangible goods. I'm going to try to get to 1,000 tonight. What do you think, Aaron?
You're terrible.
I am terrible, but I don't give a fuck. You are aware. Have you ever worked at one of these places?
No.
You know what happens to all that food, correct?
What?
What do you think happens?
They get to eat it?
Yeah, they get to take it home or eat it, all the employees. So what we're basically doing, I had a friend that worked at a Red Hot Chili Peppers. What the fuck? A Chili's, you know? He actually had me prank call and order 200 bacon, mini bacon burgers, so he would get to take them home to his family.
Wow.
I did it for him, too. He was so happy, dude. I played a video game with him, and he was so happy about it. It's just, anybody that thinks that shit gets wasted, it don't get wasted. They give it to the employees. You get what I mean?
You know, we should call a KFC and ask if they have any fish.
Call where?
What? KFC.
Okay. KFC, we'll do anything tonight. I'll threaten to kill people. I don't give a fuck.
Whoa, kill people. Well, that's a little far, man. Oh, God.
I do my best prank calls drunk and recording. Did you listen to my little drunk show, guys?
Oh, we did. I did, at least. That was funny.
Yeah, I did, too.
I do my best prank calls drunk. Honestly, I do. Because I don't get scared. Because whatever happens to me when I'm drunk, I can claim that I had a bipolar breakdown because I'm bipolar. Okay, let's change the subject. I got an idea that just popped in my mind. I'm like fucking magic.
Thanks for calling KFC Taco Bell. How may I help you?
Is this KFC or Taco Bell?
KFC. KFC and Taco Bell.
I'm confused. I need KFC, not Taco Bell. Can you transfer me?
This is KFC and Taco Bell, sir. We have KFC chicken and we have Taco Bell.
Okay, I want some boneless chicken wing tacos.
Some what?
Boneless chicken wing tacos.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have boneless chicken wings.
What? This is KFC. What the fuck? No. I'm sorry. I went weird there, but KFC has boneless chicken wings, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they have those boneless chicken wings? I used to get them all the time at KFC. Do they not have them anymore?
They still do. I think she was just trying to, because you said tacos, and I think that confused her.
Yeah, because if it's both, I figure they could mix them.
I know. It'd be like, then can I get some, like, salmon on top of that?
Okay, I'm going to go piss during this call. So, Aaron, you're the king of the ship right now. But if you want him to take the call, you can, but I'm calling it right now while I go piss. Here it is. Bam.
Hey, what is this?
I'm sorry?
What did I just call?
KFC.
Oh, I need to place a pickup order.
You want to make an order? A pickup order?
Can you deliver?
No, we don't deliver.
I'll give you a huge tip if you deliver.
You give us a what?
I'll give you a huge tip. I'll give you like $500 if you deliver to my house.
Bro, stop, bro. Can you go, bro?
No, we don't deliver, sir.
Okay, let me transfer you to my my brother over here. He's going to place the order. His name is The One. Please hold.
Hi, so you were asking if you could deliver us some food?
I'm sorry?
Well, you see, we don't live that far away from you, and I figure since I'm bedridden, I need to, get some food. And I was wondering, hey, KFC sounds like it's not pretty good. But I asked my brother if he would, call and see if they could deliver. Because, I want it. And now I'm getting the sad news that I can't have it. What's going on here?
I'm sorry, one second.
What was that? Can you speak up?
KFC.
Yo, what up, my dog?
Hey, what's going on?
What up? You got that chronic?
Macaroni?
Yeah. I need some of that macaroni.
Yeah, macaroni.
I need some of that macaroni. I need 2 pounds. 2 pound macaroni.
2 pounds of macaroni?
Macaroni. How much is that?
We don't sell it small or large.
I want 2 larges.
758.
Okay, I'll give you to my friend Aaron. He's going to handle this shit.
Yo, can you deliver that shit or not, man?
Huh?
I'll give you a $50 tip if you come drop that off at my house. You can come down to my basement. You can come down to my basement and we can play some video games. You know what I'm saying, dog?
No, we don't do delivery, sir.
So you tripping, dog. I'll suck your dick. Hey, man. Tyrone, you there? Hey, fuck you, nigga.
Hey, no. Whatever you want, you can come right here at the corner.
You know what I want? You know what I want? I want to punch you in the fucking face. Can I come there and do that? You can come
right here on Illinois and Beckley and do this, sir.
Okay, when I come do it, what you going to do? You going to bitch out?
No, it ain't going to be no bitch out. You just come on. If you come, come on, nigga. I tell you this. You hobo your ass up here, nigga. I'll make sure I pay for your ride to get back wherever the fuck
you're
trying to get.
Hey, you don't ride because I will be paying for your ride when I call 911 to pick your sorry ass up off the side of the street. That was it for him. He hung up.
Well, then.
I handle my shit.
I was like, I'm bedridden and I need you to deliver my food, and I'm hearing that you can't give it to me. What's going on?
Aaron's like, whoa, shit just got out of control. What the? I know what to say to hit them triggers, don't I, Aaron?
For real.
Have you ever heard employees fire up like that other than with me, honestly?
No.
That's fucking, that's what I do. That's my speciality. I make motherfuckers, I put on the like wigger voice and I fucking fuck with them, dude. Ain't gonna That was so random. Ain't gonna need no pickup other than 911 to pick your sorry ass.
Dude, I had to put the phone away from my face. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, man. You don't even want to know how many fights I've been in when I'm drunk, because I just don't give a fuck and I'll fight anybody.
You should, like, you call, like, a random restaurant and be like, hello, it's this dog.
What's this? And with... We're live. I forgot to, so we should get more people. The last night, honestly. Did I hear me throw up during the call, almost?
Who's taking this one?
Usually what I do. I wish we had some hotels. We hadn't did hotels in forever. You know what, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have drunk 17 beers.
That's a lot.
No, it ain't. I'm Southern. That's starters.
Well, I'm Southern, too, but I'm, like, Northern Southern, if that makes any sense.
That's impossible. I'm Alabama.
I'm, like, Midwest.
That's anti-patriotism, sir.
I'm from Kansas, so.
Kansas is okay with me. Y'all fought in the war. No, I'm just fucking the war.
Who we calling?
Another KFC. I'm trying to get some people to fight me. Y'all just want to see him. Y'all want me to do that?
Same phone, KFC. This Frank, I can help.
Frank?
Yes, I can help you.
I'm going to come down there and I'm going to smack you right in the fucking face, Frank.
Why would you do that?
Because I think you're a fucking dirty ass coon.
A what?
A coon.
Say again?
That's C-O-O-N.
Okay.
You care if I do that, Frank?
Say again?
I'm going to punch you, Frank, in the nose.
Wow. Why would you do that?
Because I know you.
Why would you do that? Because you know me.
You owe me money, dude.
Everybody you know, do you punch them in the face?
That owes me money, motherfucker.
Why would they owe you money?
Because you borrowed that money from me last year.
Last year? How much did I borrow?
$20, man, and I finally found you. It took me a year.
It took you a year. You borrowed $20. I borrowed $20 off of you, and it took you a year to find me.
But I found you, Frank, and I'm coming for you.
All right, come on through.
And when I find you, you're not even going to know who it is until I smack you in the face, probably.
Come on through. I'm here.
I'm going to be like, can I have some Mac up?
All right, come on through. I'm here.
That's what's going to happen. I'm going to be like, can I have some mac? And I'm going to smack you right in the face, Frank.
Okay, no problem, sir.
Come I'll on see too. You in a minute, Frank.
All right, see you in a little bit.
Bye.
Bye.
That was ridiculous.
He was, like, so polite about it. He's like, why would you do that?
No, man, you know he borrowed money from somebody and didn't pay him back. That's what's fucked up.
Interest, like, $20 interest on a year, that's, like, at least an increase of, like, $200.
How could I harm him, Aaron?
Just threaten people. They, like, call the cops and shit, you know?
Oh, don't worry. I do this all the time. I've been doing this for 6 years. I know what I'm doing. I routed our number 3 different ways. You get what I mean?
I...
Trust me. I'm the tech on all the... I'm the tech on for us. You get what I mean? Unless they got some, like, hacker working for the ghetto police department. They're not ghetto, dude.
A ghetto hacker, huh?
I saw that Die Hard movie. It could be possible. Okay, what do you want to call, Aaron? It's for you this time. Anything in the world. What do you want?
I have no idea.
Let's call something in Hawaii. What do you want? Fishing in Hawaii. That's what you want, right, Aaron?
Oh, we should do one of those rental places and see.
Okay,
see, like a boat rental.
Okay, boat rental, Honolulu. If I don't say it out, I can't do it. Honolulu. Okay, this is called Outrigger Catamaran, okay? This is yours, Mahomes.
Okay.
No, I know what I'm doing. Anybody that didn't know that was a joke was retarded. What are you talking about, evil? Budget cuts. What kind of budget cuts?
Aloha, Waikiki Rigger Catamaran. This is Kendra.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you do boat rentals?
No, we don't do boat rentals.
What is this?
This is a catamaran. You can book rides and go sailing on our boat. We're snorkeling, sunset sail.
Oh, let me get one of those sailboats. I want to take a sailboat all the way to Japan.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that.
Hey, I want to go snorkeling. Do you guys do that?
We do snorkeling. We have a snorkel sail every day. Depending on the day that you want to go, we go at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10. That's $51 per person.
Does that come, like, how deep is the cavern?
Where we go, it's about 15 to 20 feet deep, depending on which spot you go to, like, in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So, damn. Yeah, the average is around 50 feet deep.
I want to go 2,000 feet deep in your vagina.
Excuse me?
I want to go 2,000 feet deep in the cavern. Do you guys do that?
No.
No? Okay. Let me see here. Does that include equipment?
Yes, we provide the goggles and the snorkel. But you are welcome to bring your own, and you can bring slippers if you'd like. Highly likely, but
it's still never for time. So, okay, so how deep's your pussy?
Yes.
And she hung up. You should have said your Indiana Bones and her Temple of Poon thing.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I'm Indiana Bones. Let me get in that Temple of Poon thing. That was on an ICP video back in the day. I know ICP is stupid, but I used to listen to them back in the day. Got this, and then I'll let you have 1316. That's your name on here, 316.
Maggie Jo Sport Fishing.
Is this Maggie?
No, this is Maggie Jo Sport Fishing, though.
Oh, It's a spear fishing.
Maggie Joe fishing.
Oh, I want to fish with a spear.
Okay, do you have one?
I made one out of bamboo.
Okay.
In my backyard.
Okay.
And I want to hunt great whales, blue whales. How much is that? No, how much is that?
We don't do that. That's completely illegal, sir.
Well, I'll give you $100,000. I ain't even fucking kidding right now.
Oh, please. Okay, no, we can't do this. This is a joke.
No, it's serious. I have my board of people on here. I have Aaron and I have Lux on here. We can do this. I'll give you to my CEO, Aaron. Here he is, and he wants to do the blue whale hunting. Here he is, Aaron.
I'm sorry, we don't do that, sir.
Hello, this is Aaron Burr, CEO of Blue Whale Hunting International. So
we don't do whale hunting. I'm going to hang up the phone now. This is a prank call. This isn't real. You got to be joking me, right?
Hey, do you do dolphin hunting?
We don't want to kill normal whales. We want to kill the baby whales.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
We just want to kill the babies, not the big ones.
Baby whale.
I want a club of seal. How much is that shit? Yeah.
Like baby beluga whales.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It's a lot of money.
Like, I want to hear the screams of death.
You're like, this is the CEO of whale. Okay, let me do this other cut. Shit. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. What name do you want on here? You can't have the one. What name? Give me a name. Fast.
Cole. Give me the situation. Who are we calling?
Your name's Cole.
Okay.
It's not illegal to club whales.
Aloha, you've reached Lisa with Hawaiian Surf Adventures. Sorry, I missed your call. Feet are outside of our...
I was wanting to surf my surfboard against the whale baby's head. Fuck.
My back fell on the floor. I'm just kidding. No, I ain't.
What
the fuck?
You guys there?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
I can't hear nothing.
Who are you?
It's Meatloaf from Ireland.
I can't hear you.
I taste Meatloaf. Hold on. Oh, shit. I
get it.
I threw up everywhere.
I get it.
Fuck, dude. I threw up everywhere. I'll call back. Fuck. I just threw up everywhere. This is a live show, guys. Can you not tell? Oh. I just threw Meatloaf up everywhere, dudes.
Well, then.
My phone... My brand new phone is just covered in fucking Meatloaf. Regurgitated Meatloaf. Did y'all not hear my mic fall?
That was disgusting.
Aaron's like, that's disgusting. I tried to make it to the trash can, but... Oh, God, there's white chunks everywhere on my desk.
You should probably clean that up now.
That's what I'm doing. I have a towel because I knew I was going to throw up on her. Oh, it ain't a drunk show without a throw up. Oh, God. My keyboard is like smothered in fucking vomit. What did that guy say? Was y'all talking to him? You guys there? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, Aaron. Hello? What happened?
Don't even know.
Shit. I threw up every fucking word, dude. Oh my god. I texted I texted Meatloaf from 4 hours ago. What, Aaron, you there?
Yeah. That's gross.
Have you never drunk until you threw up?
No.
You're not an adult yet, man. Wait until your world deprives you. You learn the world is shit. And that's all you will do. When you learn the world is never going to get better, and your hopes and dreams have been flushed down the toilet, and you'll drink.
But my dreams, I want them.
You want them now, dude. And here.
In reality kicks me in the face.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. I'm old, and I'll be 30 next year, and it fucking sucks.
That's not old.
It is.
It's not.
Here you go.
Aaron, you want to take the lead, and then I'll come in if you need me?
Sure, I have no idea what this is.
Aloha, you've reached Captain Ted of Trayvon Charters and Weddings and Hawaii Ash Gatherings. I'm away from the phone, but if you leave a message, I'd love to get back to you. Thanks for calling. And have a great day. Aloha.
Hey, yes, sir. I'm calling from PSR Consulting, and I heard you like the anal, so give me a call back if you want a butt fuck.
Yeah.
I had to get my Febreze, sorry. I'm spraying my Febreze now. When in doubt, Febreze it out.
Dance it out.
Ain't that the rule with Febreze? Use it everywhere?
I wouldn't be surprised. You probably just, like you said, threw up everywhere.
I did. Why would I lie to you? Hold on, I gotta unplug my mic and reset it.
How many did you buy? Or how many did you drink?
Okay, I'm back.
So, how many did you drink?
I don't know. I'm like on my 20th now. Every other call.
I heard 17 a while ago.
Yeah, I've got still like 5 more left. Oh, fuck. Fuck, the front of my pants are like soaking wet.
Dude, it's hardcore. Like, what's the API on these things?
6% each.
Oh.
That's a lot of beer if you think about it. Oh, hey, call. Hello?
That's a lot of beer if you think about it.
Hello?
Hello?
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm calling about the ad.
What ad?
The ad you posted?
Which one, dude? I mean, be more specific. Fuck.
You're being a dick. I just called about it. Incredulous ad, and you're being
I'm trying to help you, but you're being a douche. I mean, which one, bro?
Jeez, I can barely even hear you. What kind of connection are you on?
I'm sorry, I just threw up everywhere, and my mic fell on the floor.
Are you calling off some kind of weird Google line?
No. Oh, hey.
Who is this? Why are you calling me? Who's calling here? Stop playing on the phone.
Oh my god.
Those are your retarded.
Who is this? This is Dozer.
We know who you are, Dozer. What do you want?
I'm just saying what's up.
I just threw up everywhere, Dozer, and my mic fell on the floor, my $400 mic.
Hi, Dozer.
Hey, guys. How's the show going?
It's pretty cool, other than the throw up mishap of 98 2013.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It is now known as the throw-up mishap of 2013.
That's what we're naming this podcast.
What?
Hello?
Yeah. How'd you know messing with my mic's the only way to get to my personality? Fuck you.
Huh?
How'd you know talking about my microphone's the only way to get to me? I love my microphone.
All right, y'all. Well, hope you're having a good show.
When are you going to be on air? Mm-hmm. I have enough beers for one more hour tops.
I don't know, in a little while. I might be on. Otherwise, I'm going to do a daytime show tomorrow.
I won't be here.
You're on
probably.
2 p.m. Eastern. We're, for anybody listening, 2 p.m. Eastern show tomorrow. Probably going to do So, anyways, I'll talk to y'all later.
If you're at my show, don't go to his show because my show's cool.
Love you, Dozer.
Bye.
Word. Peace, y'all.
Love you, Dozer, bro. Okay. We're going to now call. Since I threw up, I made more room in my stomach for more beer. So we can go a little longer. Let's see what we got.
We call liquor store and be like, do you have apple juice?
Okay, let's call liquor stores. Caps Lock is, like, stuck shut from the throw-up. Hold on. There we go. Liquor store. Oh, no.
That's fine. I'm so stupid.
Hey. Don't talk like you know me, motherfucker. You don't know me. The only one that can talk with reference is the fucking...
I'm new here. I don't know the voices yet. I'm guessing you're Deathbox in.
You call me sir. You call me sir. Only Aaron can call me Deathbox. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we're calling a liquor store.
Alright, Aaron, you want to take this one and I'll come in the back?
There will be no stop drinking. One? Evil, you tell me to stop playing D&D. I quit D&D.
Liquor collector, can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Yo, I need to get a bulk order of your finest liqueur.
Bulk order of the finest liqueur? What type of liquor are you looking for?
We need slow gin. S-L-O-E gin. The cheapest.
Slow gin? It doesn't matter what brand it is, or...
We're females here, so we need slow man. Slow gin.
It doesn't matter what brand it is, or...
No, just that so sticks.
This type of slow gin would be fine.
Yeah, we're females here, so we need the weakest slow gin you have.
So it's like, how many bottles do you need?
180.
180? When would you be in Hawaii to pick this up?
We'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Very funny. See you
it's
later.
Not even a fucking joke, dude. We'll be there in 5 minutes.
There's no way you can. The best
if we pull up, if we pull up in 5 minutes and we want it, what the fuck? I mean, we're not trying to pre-order nothing or nothing. We're calling you ahead of time as a courtesy, and you're tripping on us. Do you have slow gin?
We do, but not that much. We have like 3 bottles.
Why? That's premium, top quality shit.
The best place to check if you have anybody in bulk like that's probably going to be Costco. It's not Trust Sam's Club.
I'm going to come get your slow gin, and if you don't have it, I'm going to smack you across the face for each one you don't have, okay? Each bottle's one
bottles.
Smack, okay? Each bottle's one smack across your stupid face.
We got 3 bottles.
Well, I guess you're going to get 186 smacks against your stupid face, ain't you?
I guess so.
Okay, I'll be there in a minute, bro. All
right.
That moment when you can still do math fucking wasted.
Wait, how many did you want and how many did you say you had?
No, I took 3 out of it. Fuck you. I know math.
You said 186. You'd have to take 4.
No, I know. I know what I said. I said I wanted 189. Fuck you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Don't challenge me on my show.
Sorry,
fuck you.
Yeah, I could have swore you said 180.
Shut up, Aaron.
Yeah.
My side. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up, you're on my sword. Here
Cole,
you go, Aaron.
Cole, yes. Take the call.
This is your
turn. I
don't
want to do this one. Don't worry. All right, I'll take it.
Video surplus.
Hey, do you have any apple juice?
Apple juice?
Yeah.
We sell movies.
What?
Yeah. We sell videos.
Do you have Saving Private Ryan?
What?
Do you have Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
How much?
Good movie.
I want Saving Private Ryan and I want that new movie that just come out, the Highlander movie.
I don't know.
How much is Highlander?
$5.
That's all for Highlander and I can own it forever?
I don't care what you do with it.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to hate you. And can I hate you if I pay $5? Hang up already, faggot.
Here, I'll get you a better one.
Dude, go away.
No, he said he sells movies. I was doing non-adult movies. I already got one for you, Aaron. I thought Aaron was taking that one. That's why I didn't talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Aaron.
Aaron. His name's Aaron from now on.
Okay. Well, or Aaron from Key and Peele.
Double Aaron. What?
Aaron.
I got that reference.
I did. I know what Key and Peele is. I don't recognize it because Chappelle shows baby.
Substitute Teacher. It's really a good one. I think you'd like it. You should probably watch it.
No. Chappelle shows better.
Hello.
Hey.
Coming back up. Hello.
What?
I'm talking to someone. Back up more. How can I help you?
Who the fuck are you?
You're calling. Whoa, stop. You're calling me, jerk off. Don't fucking call my number again.
Fuck you, nigga. And we're going to call him again. That's an adult video store, and he shouldn't talk to us like that. Let me talk to him. I'm going to fucking.
Call him again.
I'm going to rape his family. Fuck him.
No. No.
Fuck him.
Don't say that.
Fuck him. He made me light a cigarette.
Here, call my number.
I'm fucking with this guy. Hold on.
You have reached Nathan Hart. I cannot take your call right now.
Well, Mr. Nathan, we're going to fuck with you. All fucking night, Nathan. You are my target. I'll call your number in a second. Hold on.
You have reached Nathan Hart. I cannot.
Nathan Hart won't have a phone after I'm done with him. Fuck you, Nathan. Don't talk to my friend like that. Fuck you.
You have reached.
Fuck you, Nathan. I'm going to make you
realize that's just him talking, isn't it? Or is that an actual message? It doesn't sound like it's happening every time.
Nathan, I'm going to try two more times. And if Nathan cut his phone off, we won.
You have reached Nathan Hart.
Nathan cut his phone off because we're the boss. Fuck Nathan.
And call a 415 number.
I'm about to murder that dude because you, dude.
Call,
phone murder.
Call, take this call.
You're
call,
like, this dude's wasted and
wait,
I don't know what's happening.
You want it? Wait, who are we calling? What am I doing?
Hello, and thank you for calling Good Vibrations on Polk. We are located at... You've reached our office. No operator is on duty now.
You do this, Aaron.
What?
Okay, Aaron.
They're closed.
I'm not ready.
Never mind.
Let's call Spencer's.
What's Spencer's?
What? You're Canadian.
No, I'm actually American. I've just never been to Spencer's.
Spencer's is in every mall.
Oh...
Aaron knows what Spencer's is.
It's never an actual store. It's always just in malls.
Yeah, it's always in malls.
I just don't know what they sell because I've never stepped foot inside of one.
Stupid.
Adult toys.
They sell what?
Novelty gags.
And adult toys.
Now I know you're screwing with me.
They sell, like, wizard shit, novelty gags, and glow-in-the-dark posters, and tongue rings and shit.
So there's a prank store, I guess, or just weird people stuff?
No, it's not. They don't sell dildos and shit like that. It's like the PG-13 so version of an adult store.
So it's like a miscellaneous kind of thing?
Yeah. This is called the Love Shack Maui. I don't even know what it is.
Aaron, take it, dude. This is going to be so funny.
Hello, I thank you for calling the Love Shack.
Hi, what kind of place is this?
We are an adult store.
Do you guys have, like, private seizures and stuff up in there?
No, we don't.
So I can't bring my boyfriend up in there and hit a movie or something?
You can buy a movie, but we don't have anything for We don't have any booths or anything.
What's a good movie for a gay couple?
Well, honey, you've been looking to go through it.
Baby, I need your help.
All right, sweetheart, my name is Nicole.
Nicole, baby, what's your favorite movie?
Sweetheart, you are certainly more than welcome to come and see what we have. Pick out what works for you.
Do you have ass-fucking for the new Rise of the Penis?
I don't at the moment, but if you'd like, I can certainly order it from one of our distributors.
Can you order Nicole's a fucking whore, the movie?
Sure.
Okay.
You know who it's by?
Yeah, Nicole. It's by Nicole.
I hope you do know that even though you're calling from Beverly Hills, your phone numbers are tracked.
Well, good thing.
Nobody cares about
Hawaii when they call
the police. We certainly do send them over to the police.
Well, fuck
your police. Even in California.
All your police drop.
Please don't call again, but thank you.
Fuck you, Nicole. Nobody loves you. Your fucking family hates you. Your daddy hates you. Oh, shit.
Dude. We're going to call the police on you if you assaulted me.
I'm calling a Jewish place.
A Jewish place?
Don't ask why. Just roll. This is a rolling party. I'm going to fry some taquitos.
Hi, you've reached Oahu Kosher and Chef Hubby. Sorry there is no one here available to take your call.
Let's call her again and say, did you trace me yet? Who dares me? Let's do it.
I dare you. Do you have to be dared to do this?
Yes, I have to be dared.
I especially dare you. I apologize and immediately insult her. Oh, she's tracing you as we speak.
I would never be worried about Hawaiians. I don't know why, I just wouldn't. Would you, Aaron?
I don't know.
Aaron's like, I'm worried about the shadow on my wall, son. Hold on, I was talking to Aaron. Aaron's like, I'd be worried about the shadow, son. Anyway, what'd you say, dude?
This is the Second Avenue Deli.
Yeah, I would like some Jew food.
he immediately like, oh, I'm gonna take offense to that. Boom, hang up.
Aaron, you there?
What's up?
He's called me like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. I've missed anything that doesn't taste good.
No, Jewish people have good food, dude.
No. Like, they don't have bacon.
Yeah, you don't eat bacon. I can live without bacon. I don't really care for pork, honestly.
Oh.
Here you go, Aaron.
Well, I'm not racist. I'm not racist, I swear.
Yeah, you are. You Zionist motherfucker.
No.
At no additional charge, we can help you find a similar business in the same area, since
what's
the number you have called is not in service. Please stay on the line for alternative businesses.
Okay. We promise we will.
I have three similar businesses to connect to.
American Workforce, located at 16 Broadway.
Thank you. Please hold while I connect you to
American Workforce.
Cloak our number even more. Let's go. Aaron's like, this is the strangest show I've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be a part of it.
You don't like it, Aaron?
This shit's cray-cray.
It's cray-cray.
It's crazy.
American Workforce. Aww. Dun-dun-dun. We're going to call a place called Sacred Chow.
What's that? You're going to have to explain this to me. I'm not the smartest bulb in the package.
You're not a part of the wolf pack, dude.
Well,
you can be for only $99.99 a month.
I, I would pay that if I had money to pay you.
You have to get a job to join us. Half of it goes, 25 goes to each of our members. And I consider, I'm so fat, I consider it a team member. Hey, are you the
Jew?
Oh.
Hi, Second Shot, can we help you?
What kind of Jew foods do you have?
What kind of what?
Jew foods.
I'm not understanding. Say it again.
Your Jew foods? What kind of Jew foods do you have? Kosher?
Yes, the food is kosher and vegan. It has no animal products.
Oh, okay. And, well, I want a pork salad.
You want a what?
Pork salad.
Well, you're calling the wrong thing.
Okay, can I have a beef salad then?
A what?
A beef salad.
A beef salad?
Yeah.
There's a menu online that you could look at.
I don't want to go online because this is American. I don't have to do things I don't want to do. What kind of food do you have?
I just told you. It's.
I'll give you to my friend Aaron. He can order for me. He's Jewish. Here he is.
Huh?
Yo, what's up, home dog?
Say that again, please.
Hey, do you got pork?
No, sorry.
Yeah, I want to make me a pork burger.
This is American. I don't have to do fuck. I love America, dude. If you love America, press one in the chat. And if you don't press one in the chat, you're kicked. I swear to fucking Jesus. If you're Canadian, you better fucking love Jesus. You better love Jesus and you better love America. It's fucking chat. I fucking swear.
Like, if you're from Canada, you better love Jesus. Wait, what?
Yeah. There's two things you better love if you're a member of Prank Session Radio's audience. Jesus and America. That's all I fucking know. I don't give a fuck. Do you know if you call a Hasidic restaurant, they make you wear skirts down past your knees if you're female?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is he up?
Yeah. Do you have goulash?
We have what?
Pork stew.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'll give you to my friend 316. Here he is.
What do you need? Pick up delivery?
Delivery.
Hello?
Okay, delivery. What's your phone number, sir?
It's 1900 Mix-a-Lot.
What? No, your phone number.
Yeah, it's 215-501-0393.
I'm sorry,
815-413-8153.
8153?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the address?
1822 Electric Avenue.
Wait, we don't go there. We're in the city. We deliver in the city.
This is a city, dude. It's right near 79th Street.
It's 1822 what?
Electric Avenue. It's a private drive. It's 10024 New York.
Okay, spell it for me. 1822
Electric Avenue.
So spell it or the street.
Electric, clock lightning strikes, electric.
I can't understand you. You have a.
I have an American accent. I know.
I know, but you don't have a New York accent. That's.
I'm sorry, but you are an American, and you should understand my accent.
Right. 1820. That's why I said spell that for me slowly, please.
ELECTIC.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Sorry. Start, please.
Oh, motherfucker. ELECTIC. Electric, like electric company.
Electric, okay.
Yeah, Avenue.
Okay, and that's what's across the street?
It's 79th Street. It's right next to you.
I've never heard about it.
It's right next to you, and it's 10024 is the zip code.
What's your apartment number?
4.
What's the local number? What's your local number?
Oh, it's 501-4823.
And what's your last name?
I'm Goldberg. G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G. Yeah,
Goldberg. What would I like to order?
What kind of soups do you have?
But we have hot and sour, white egg drop, miso.
Oh, let me get four misos. And, yeah. And do you got egg rolls?
Yeah.
Let me get some egg rolls. Do you got, what kind of sushi do you got?
We have everything. We have
California.
We have California rolls. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me get two large California rolls.
It's one size. Okay. Two California. What else?
That's it.
So you want two California? You want egg rolls or no egg rolls?
Yeah, I want the egg rolls and I want the California.
How many egg rolls you want?
Two each. There's two people, so four.
Okay, so you want four egg rolls or two egg rolls?
Four egg rolls, two orders of California.
Okay, the egg rolls, you want vegetable or beef?
Beef.
Okay. So four beef egg rolls. To California and
how many slices of sushi is in the California?
It's cut up in six pieces, so that's 12.
Oh,
pieces.
Let me get 12 each.
So that's four. Okay, so you have four miso soups, four California rolls, four beef egg rolls.
Yeah, and I want 12 each. I want let's see, I want 24 California.
Yeah, it's four. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. How you paying, cash or credit?
Cash.
Okay, but again, I never heard. How do I go from the store?
I'll come get it.
You can get it. Okay, no problem.
In about 20 minutes.
No problem. We'll be ready.
Oh, bye. That'll never happen.
he believed you. He was like, okay. He seemed utterly confused at one point. It was too funny.
Hey, Aaron, have you ever ate California rolls?
No.
Do you not like sushi?
No.
Oh, motherfucker, you don't know what you're missing. Have you ever tried it?
No.
This is the intervention for Aaron. This is the get Aaron to eat
sushi.
It's
so good, though.
Yes, sushi. Let's talk about our favorite sushi for at least 2 minutes. Okay, my favorite sushi is crab, cream cheese, seaweed, and, this little piece of fucking vegetable. I don't know what it's called. California rolls are really good. Why haven't you ever ate sushi in your life? How old are you again? Like 17, 18?
94.
No, come on, man. Why have you never ate sushi for real?
Not that appetizing.
It don't look that appetizing, but once you eat it, it's really good and it's filling. Like, I go to this all-you-can-eat sushi buffet for, like, $12, and I swear the chefs, they'll make it in front of you, and they have, like, 30 different kinds of sushi, and I'll sit there and I'll fucking pig out on sushi. That shit is delish, dude. And you think it's nasty because it's raw, but you don't even tell it's raw. I mean, you really don't. And half the times, it'll have sweet or hot stuff with it, if you like hot stuff. Or if you don't like hot stuff, it'll have sweet stuff. Like, most of the stuff I eat will have the cream cheese mixed with it. Because I like the sweet stuff. That's really good, dude. You should try it. Don't like, knock it till you try it.
Yeah, don't knock it over.
Yeah.
that wouldn't be nice.
I'm looking at their website now, and I want sushi. But I'd have to drive 50 miles to get sushi.
You should call them, like, in a couple of minutes. Be like, yeah, about that.
Can you deliver it to Alabama, motherfucker? Can you deliver that shit? I'm paid.
Be like, can you deliver it to Alabama? I just got shot.
I'm drunk and I want that sushi. What kind of place is that? It's a kosher Asian restaurant. I have never heard of that till right now.
Me neither.
How can you be kosher and Asian? You can't have pork foods and you can't have certain other type of foods. Here you go.
You can't have any unclean animals.
No, you can have any kind of animal as long as it's not pork, as long as it's blessed by rabbinical foods. I have a theology degree, believe it or not. I'm a drunk, but I have a theology. Here you go, Aaron. This is yours.
You know more than I do. You're older than I am, too.
Yeah. Here you go, Aaron. It's a
market. Thank you for calling the new and expanded Kosher Marketplace, New York City's finest kosher food and
Please hold while I try that extension.
The purveyor of fresh chicken, meats, and delicious prepared foods.
Thank you for calling the Kosher Marketplace. This is Chanda speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, yo, what's up, baby girl?
Hello?
Y'all got, do y'all got pork up in there?
No, we don't.
I need some pigs.
We don't sell that here.
Why don't you?
Because it's a kosher place. We don't sell pork.
What's wrong with pork?
Hold on a minute.
Thank you for calling the Kosher Marketplace.
Tell her you're a rabbi and you will bless the pork if they will start selling.
We'll be with you in just a moment.
Hello?
Hi, yes, sir. I'm Rabbi Jonesy McCommon, and I'm at the Universal Life Church Monastery, and I was thinking we could set up some kind of mutual negotiation here. I bless the pigs, you sell it in your establishment. How about that?
That's funny. You're kidding, right?
No, sir.
I don't understand. What? Who do you need to speak to?
I need to speak to somebody about me blessing the pigs so I can sell it in your establishment.
Funny. This is a kosher establishment.
We can pull into the market if you let us sell pigs there. Because nobody sells pigs there.
Yeah, we got kosher rabbi-blessed pigs. You know what I'm saying?
Funny. Is this a prank?
Hey, let me talk to the other cunt I was talking to a minute ago.
What?
Let me talk to the cunt I was talking to a minute ago.
Okay. Good luck with that, man.
If I eat her pussy, does it count as being kosher? She's Jewish.
What's that?
If I eat her pussy, is it kosher because she's Jewish?
I don't know, man. Are you upset at something, bro?
I'm only upset because I'm a Muslim. Assalamu alaikum. And I was wondering if I could eat her kosher cunt. Would you let me?
That's really sad.
Are you a Jew?
Why are you guys...
Because we're Muslims. We're New Age Muslims.
Muslims.
Aqsa laqsa nun chinda. Assalamu alaikum. Shumtaisu
batayu. Well, I think we all have the same God, so I hope that God.
Our God blesses us all. Abraham, our God don't believe in your Abraham.
Okay, well, as long as you guys are happy, that's all. I bless you guys with happiness.
I bless you with happiness,
Muhammad, motherfucker.
Allahu Akbar. God is great, bro.
Allahu Akbar, Muhammad.
Thank you for calling
the Kosher Marketplace.
What's funny is I just spoke Arabic to that dude, and I didn't even remember I knew Arabic. I'm so drunk, I'm speaking Arabic, guys, live on air.
Because you can't even English, you have to Arabic.
I can speak probably about 20 words in Arabic, and it's like, praise the God, blah, blah, blah. Because when I was doing my theology shit, I had to learn some words in Arabic.
My dad went to Iraq, so he knows a lot of Arabic. He taught me some, but I don't remember any of it.
Well, then you know, like, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, yeah, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad, Shamanai, which means, like, yeah, praise be to God, He's the one, blah, blah, blah.
You know, we should actually call the Muslim establishment and then ask them about
Jesus. I'm not prank calling Muslims, they'll kill us, motherfuckers. Patton Fox is smarter than all your motherfuckers. No, I have a theology degree. That's what I went to school for. Like, most people went to college. I went to school to learn religions. I went to Springfield, Missouri to an Assemblies of God college to learn religions. So, like, I could probably preach to y'all motherfuckers if I wanted. I just don't do that because I'm at a point in my life where I believe everybody should learn their own paths. That's honestly what I believe. Patton Fox can speak 12 different languages. The second most fluent language I can speak other than English is Japanese, believe it or not. Dude,
I want to learn Japanese. It's pretty easy after
it's,
learning the
kanji. Yeah, it's like, Oni naiwan nandesu ka, watashi wa hantanzu no shimashu, dojo de roshiku, ane naiwan nandesu ka. Like, I know predominantly, like, 400 words in Japanese. Like, it's not that hard.
Like, can you write me a book in Japanese in kanji?
Probably. I can't write kanji, but I can speak Japanese. I taught myself Japanese, believe it or not, with CDs.
Nice.
At least
it wasn't Rosetta Stone, because Rosetta Stone is crap.
It wasn't with Rosetta Stone. I taught myself Japanese to watch anime, and that's ridiculous.
That's what I wanted to do. I watch it with English subs, and it gets in the way.
No, I watch it in dubs. I watch dubs, but I can understand most of the things they're saying. If I'm watching a dub or something, like, or a sub, I can understand most of what they're saying. I know a little bit of Spanish, about 30 words in Spanish. I know about 20 words in Arabic. I know a lot of words in Japanese, Chinese.
Mandarin or traditional?
Mandarin and Cantonese. See, everybody thinks I'm the retard of the show, but I'm pretty fucking intelligent. But, I own a restaurant, and I don't have to do anything with my life. I just sit home all the time. But I was going through school when I inherited my restaurant and everything. But anyway, back to calls. Let me see what I can find.
Let's just have a long theological debate and then turn it into,
I haven't had an actual intelligent theological debate.
Sure, I'll be right back, Patton.
Okay.
I could have one with you, but...
I honestly think you couldn't have a theological debate on my level. I had one
probably not on your level.
I had one with somebody not a month ago about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth that was pretty, pretty good. And it required me to tell him I will be back when I'm sober, because he was actually making good, valid points, and I didn't want to act retarded in front of him. But he was talking about, do you know what the Emerald Tablets of Thoth are?
No, I do not. You're going to have to explain to me.
Well, the Emerald Tablets of Thoth is a certain sect religion. There's a religion in the U.S. and other parts of the world that believe that... there are Martians in the world that come from Mars. It has nothing to do with Scientology. You would have to look it up, and it's, they believe there's grandmasters and spirits and stuff. And
I know what Scientology is.
Yeah, well, everybody knows Xenu and all that bullshit. But Emerald Tablets Thoth believes there's a spaceship basically under the guise of pyramids and stuff. I mean, it's crazy shit, but it's a really crazy good debate if you ever get into it.
Cool. I would want to debate with you.
There's a video you should watch on YouTube if I could ever find it. Let me try to find it for you. Give it to you and watch later.
I watched a video on Scientology, and it's really weird. They get to pay to get more information about their religion. And there are certain levels. And then if have these confessions where you hold a metal bar, and if it reads that you're getting nervous, they make you explain more.
That's ridiculous. I've never heard of that.
And they record the entire thing, so that if you ever leave the church, they publish all this crap about you, like everything you've ever confessed to, everything you've ever said in the church.
I don't know about that. I've been a part of probably about 40, 50 different religions and churches. I've been Catholic to Pentecostal to... I stopped all that around the age of 20 through 24. There's this YouTube video that explains the Emerald Tablets of Thoth religion really good, and it's really fucking awesome. If I could find it again. I found it once. But they believe that there's these beings, and we're all spiritual beings, and we come from Atlantis, and it started as Martians, true Earthians, and otherworldlians, and the Martians are predominantly mean and like fear mongers and hateful people, and we ended up mixing, and we're on like level two of our evolutionary scale so far, and it's a pretty fucking awesome little thing to think about, but it's hard to find that, and it's hard to explain right now because I'm literally fucking wasted. It's really fucking cool if you can break it down. But they believe Thoth, which was a if you know who Thoth or Thoth or whoever, what do you want to call him, he was a Egyptian god of creation. And they believe that he was a alien, a sentient being, and he would. Yeah, security's right. Let's do calls. But
you should
Google Emerald Tablets of Thoth and just look into that. That's fascinating work.
Alright.
But they believe these tablets are real and they're on Earth right now, and they explain what mankind's about. And when you die, you ascend to a spiritual form, and it's really fucking cool. It's just something to read. I don't believe it. I don't believe it, but, I mean, it's something to read.
Well, thank you for informing me. I had no idea.
Let's see. What do we want to call? Let's see. You back security? I figure you already typed in the chat.
I could, like, give you a brief history on the church, but that would be about it.
What church?
Catholic church.
I don't know the Catholic church. I tried to join the Catholic church, but when they tried to give me the RIAA, I wouldn't join.
Oh, RCIA. Yeah, it's not that bad. I did that.
Yeah, but I didn't want to join. I believe any religion that makes you take a test shouldn't be counted as a good religion.
Well, it doesn't make you take a test. It
they really, literally make you take a test. They would not let me take communion unless I did that.
Well, that's because you have to be like an actual part of the church to receive the Eucharist.
Thus, you have to take a test to take the Eucharist.
Nope, you just go through first communion. There's no test. You just, you know, you basically
my church,
learn about
my
it.
My priest told me that I would have to actually take that test and go to classes until I could do it. But anyway, new subject right now.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just saying that I'm just telling you what my Catholic guy told me.
The church
and everything I went to. Let's see. Yeah. Skiing places.
Wait, is Aaron still here?
What's up, dog?
Alright. Y'all seen the intelligence side of OP Fox right now. I'm just kidding.
It's just like hidden.
It is hidden. Does that sound like a retard half the time? But I don't care, man. I don't care what nobody thinks of me. That's the difference between me and everybody else. I don't, like, show my analytics.
Everybody cares about it. Yeah. Most people care about their personal appearance, and really, I couldn't give less of a crap.
I just like having fun, and if that's expensive, everybody thinking I'm stupid, redneck, then that's cool. Okay, I'm looking for places. Let's see.
Unless you cut your bushes by swinging a chainsaw over your head, I'm pretty sure you're not that much of a redneck.
I'd probably do that just for the fun of it.
Like this guy literally puts his chainsaw on a rope and he swings it around and cuts his bushes with it.
I'm looking up some strip clubs in New York right now. I found a Sapphire place. Let's try this place out. I'm confident in my mind that I'm more intelligent than 81% of the population of Earth. And that's a big leap. And with that fact in my mind, I don't try to prove nothing. Okay, anyway, we're doing calls now.
Alright, good. Wait, who are we calling?
Strip club. I'll do this one.
Alright, you take it.
We'll call the racist reverend after this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we good. He'll remember me.
What's sad is I kind of agree with some of the stuff he says, not the racist parts, but I believe they're trying to fuck up. He's a Y'all don't understand me because I said I believe in some things he says.
You're a fucking racist Nazi.
He's not a Nazi. He's a CI dentist. He's a CI dentist person. Which is, he's not a Nazi. And I believe...
It says double says a Nazi on the YouTube video.
It does, but he's not a Nazi. I know for a fact he's not a Nazi. I talked to him privately.
I first called him. He didn't really like me anyways. To begin with, I'm bad at it.
But I called him privately the other day when I was drunk. He's not a Nazi.
Yeah, that's James Lockton.
Yeah, but he's not a Nazi. He's a Christian identity movement, which is a person that believes that the white race is trying to get segregated out of the national populace. Which, there's some facts in that I could believe, which he believes basically that a black person can claim racism on a white person, but a black person can't be racist. Do you get what I mean there, Aaron?
Yeah, sure.
That's what that's basically what he believes. He's not a Nazi. He says he does this. I talked to him for an hour and a half by myself, honestly. He believes that's basically what he believes. He believes that a white person can be claimed racist, but a black person can't be claimed racist, and he believes that's fucked up. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that anyways.
Yeah, for real.
Like I said, I believe he has some points, but I believe he's misguided in a lot of things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of hate in his heart. Let's call the sub guy. Let's fuck with the Kismic sub guy.
Kismic. I tried calling sub guy once, didn't work.
This is the guy that threatened to kill me the other day. You Kismic motherfucker. Why are you calling me in Charmota? I want you to order some subs from your fucking ass fucking Arab Islamic motherfucking Lebanese motherfucking ass.
What are you guys doing? I didn't even understand it went by so fast.
No, he called us he's just speaking Lebanese to us. He don't like us anymore.
Hold on, let me look up something in Lebanese and say it to him.
Yes, Kismic and Charmuta. That's all you need to say to him. Shut up. Speak English. We need to deport you.
Nothing but a fucking pussy, you bitch.
We need to deport you. You need to go back to your fucking Lebanese country, you fucking Sanho motherfucker. Let's just keep calling him if he's going to talk like that. Who gives a fuck, right?
Dude, I should say something to him in like Russian.
Y'all want
to
call that gay guy with the satellite GPS tracking system?
Yeah.
You must like your family too much.
Yeah, your family's a fucking.
Do you like your family too much?
Nine, cool.
Huh?
Not.
I'm asking you a question. Do you like your family too much?
Sir, this is AT&T breaking into the call. Are you making terroristic threats?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to deport you.
Do you like your fucking family too much?
What are you going to do to my family?
Do you like him too much?
What are you going to do to my family?
Okay, bring him over here so I could fuck every one of them, make
him
happy.
How about I come over there and I smack you in your fucking pet ass?
Bring him over here so I could fuck every one of them to make him happy. You bitch cocksucker.
You packy motherfucker. You're a packy motherfucker. You're a packy. Nobody loves you. Your mother thinks you're a fucking sand nigger. He hung up. I know he's not a packy. Let's call this gay guy with tracking system. I'm only racist when I'm...
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Johnny McCrobbins. This is the first time we called him, ain't it?
Yep.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
I agree.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I agree with guest number 155. Stay single till you're 21. I don't know about that virgin till you're 40, because that will leave some people sperm in your...
Like, they're asking me if I have a girlfriend, and I'm like, no, I think I ever had one. Nope.
Well, I don't know. You can be gay or straight or whatever, but I don't know about that whole stay single to stay a virgin till you're 40, because you'll have some pent up fucking backwards rage in your body. Because I swear to everything, like, I released my first load with somebody when I was 12. I'll admit that on her. But I swear, if I had to wait till I was like fucking 20, or 40, I believe I would shoot myself in the fucking head. Anyway, we're going to...
Well, nah, because I'm
going to
stay single. I don't even care.
No, staying single is fucking awesome. I'm near 29. I haven't had a girlfriend since 22 for the simple fact is I hate fucking supporting bitches. Bitches want you to give them money.
Bitches get money.
They do. They want you. They want your money, dude. They want your money.
They're after the money. I'm calling.
And you don't want to have kids, because I have a kid. You know what that kid's name is? 10 hours of sleep a night. That's what my kid's name is.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message.
For real, my kid's name is... I have an extra 10 hours of sleeping on. That's my kid's name.
You know what we should do? Call up a random person and be like, you've won a set of tickets to the morgue.
I don't think we have... We can call some people that called us before. Let's see. We'll call this people. Here you go. You can have this one if they answer.
What should I say?
I don't care.
Hello?
What's up, girl?
Hello? Who's this?
Hi. This is the one and only. You've won a set of tickets.
Well, yeah.
This is a radio show. No, this is a radio show. We called in, and you've won.
Who do you want to speak to?
We want to speak to Bonica the Nigger.
You want to speak to who?
The nigger of the household.
This is a long number, I guess.
No, I know who you are. You're the nigger.
You
want to
send a ticket to the
morgue? No, this ain't a prank. You're a black. Shut up. You're a nigger.
This is a
radio.
Oh my god! You guys are like really childish and being stupid about, like, the next time you gotta call my phone,
I'm gonna
cuss the fuck out of you.
Are you a cunt?
We'll call you right back.
You don't get the tickets. You don't get the tickets.
Okay, everybody, don't talk to her now. She's gonna cuss us, and I'm gonna reply and make her sad.
You're gonna be like that, Major Dumb.
No threats.
What?
You have reached the voicemail box of 702.
Did you say no threats?
Yeah.
What is she gonna do, dude? She gonna call her ghetto homeboys to roll up on us?
Now, Guest53 is calling me gay.
We don't listen to guest comments unless you log in, dude. So if you're trying to insult us, then fuck you.
You hurt my feelings.
I got this.
I got this, man.
This is the double A's.
You have reached the voicemail box of 702-704-220.
I was going to say I was the NAACP and I was wanting your donation for the college kids. It's kind of silly. Guess, if you don't log in, I'm kicking you, because I don't give a fuck right now.
Are there any motels open right now?
Probably, dude. I mean, do you have any numbers?
No, it's just the same numbers as always.
Well, put them in and call them.
And we'll hit the Mississauga one.
What's up?
We'll call some rednecks. Let me log into my secret account and get some redneck numbers. Hold on.
I don't know what this number is, but I got it saved, so take that one.
Okay, hold on. Let me log in on mine.
Here, I'll be right back. I'm going to get some food.
I do appreciate you guys letting me stay on for so long.
Let me log into my secret Facebook and I can get us redneck trader numbers. You want me to do that?
Yeah, dude, do it. I asked if they have a Prius.
I don't know you. I'm just fucking.
Okay, I'm back.
Where'd you go?
I got some gummy worms.
Fuck you, nigga.
You should give me some.
Come over, brother.
Hit.
Give me your address. Yeah. I need a 1, 2, 4.
Y'all gonna share worms? Yard. Y'all gonna suck each other's worms?
Yeah.
Boy.
I'm down.
Should that be considered statutory rape?
I'm trying to think of passwords. Hold on. Okay, I found the password to this, so I'm gonna look up redneck trader number. Y'all better thank me, because I don't do this normally.
I'm going to ask them if they have a Prius. I'm going to ask them if they've married their cousin.
I have a recent missed call. What's this?
Call a 404 number.
You can talk to them while I get these trader numbers.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. Janelle speaking.
Hey, who?
Yo.
Sorry, that was my Negro friend. I need room 1200. I'm sorry, 120.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Did I say hello, my Negro?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck her. I got redneck trader numbers. Y'all never get these. These are rednecks, don't you? You get what I mean?
I used to work on a farm. Is that making me redneck?
No.
I'm kidding. I know I'm kidding.
Okay, everybody be quiet. I'll give these off to people that get them. These are unique, and we hardly ever get them. So.
Please leave your message for
James.
Fuck you, James. Okay. Okay, these people right here, I'll let you have it, Aaron. They're wanting a super smart LED Cajun 21-volt Garmin 220. Or do you want me to do it? Because that's complex.
What the hell is that?
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. It's country shit.
I'm recording this, right?
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Hello?
Yeah, I saw that you wanted my Garmin 220.
Do what?
I saw you posted on my Garmin 220. No. On the trader, it said it has two collars, one needed rework. The Cajun 21-volt belt light with Garmin 220. You said give me a call.
Who is this?
Oh, it's Jacob Flynn.
You lying, son of a gun.
No, it is.
I don't talk to Jacob Flynn.
No,
Jacob,
that's the wrong Jacob.
Right down here beside me.
That's the wrong Jacob, dude.
No, it ain't. I know him.
That's the wrong Jacob, dude. I can get to you in 1 minute.
You trying to do a scam or something of it.
I guarantee you I'm not. I can get to you within 5 minutes, and I'll give it to you for the price stated.
Do what?
I'll give it to you for the price I want it. I'll give it to you for $50, and I'll give it to you for everything stated, and I won't even fuck with you. And I guarantee you I'll show you my driver's license.
All right, where you at?
I'm in Gwin.
Yeah, you go hide and
phone, dude, I'm in Gwin, dude, and I'll show you everything. Mean? I can prove it. Here's my friend Aaron. He's sitting right beside me. Here he is.
Do what?
Here's my friend man. Aaron. He's sitting right beside
come
me.
Hang out with us. Let's meet up, nigga.
Yeah. What y'all lying for? Jake is my friend. I talk to him all the time.
Yeah. What's up, dog?
How about I come whip your ass since you're being a bitch? Okay, my Facebook. Are you there on my Facebook? I have a picture of me and a dog, correct?
What?
Did he hang up already?
Yeah.
No, that's... Fuck, dude. I didn't know that dude called him already. Okay, we have a... Let's see what else
we got. We have a what?
I don't know, I'm looking. I'm looking on these redneck trader numbers. Hopefully. Nobody.
So basically, we just call these people up and just mess with them. Like I have a
login for a site that's in my vicinity that people post stuff for sale.
You know what we need to do? We need to do like a Craigslist ad for like the most ridiculous items.
Yeah, but these are funnier because these are fucking backwards rednecks.
I see what you mean.
So I'm just let's call that guy back and be like, this is me, dude. Okay, Aaron, you talk to him. Your name is, this is the same guy. Say your name is Jacob.
What am I talking about?
Tell him you're going to kick his ass if he don't come meet you. His name's Chad.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, Chad?
What?
Yeah, let's meet up, buddy.
Do what?
Let's meet up. Let's get, you know, let's go get some drinks and have a little anal, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't care about meeting up with y'all.
If you don't meet up with me, I'm going to dick slap you across the face.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm in GM next to the Freds.
The what?
I'm next to Gwin, next to the Freds.
You don't know where Gwin's at.
It is. Well, see, what? You motherfuckers, next to Whitfield. I'm next to Freds. If you don't get out here, I'm going to fucking smack you. It's next to the Food Mart, motherfucker. It's next to Jack's and everything. I'm going to fucking smack you in the face, Chad. He knew where it was then, didn't he? Sorry, I had to jump in because he was calling you out there, dude.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I'm looking for more numbers. Hold on. Gwin. He said Gwin. You're like, I mean Gwin with all the rich people.
What are you doing?
What are you eating? Stop it.
Sorry.
I'm not eating anything.
Yeah, if you're eating, stop it, because I haven't ate yet. I'm waiting for us to get done.
And we should never end. We should go on until, like, 8 in the morning.
No, it's going to end in about an hour. I got one beer left.
You only got one beer, dude? You should go buy some more.
I can't, dude. I've already drunk two cases almost.
Two cases? Five.
Hold on, I'm looking up more numbers. Let's call Chad one more time. He don't even know what's happening.
Do you want me to come in?
Yeah, go ahead and say you're at Jack's next to Fred's and the food place and the beer store.
I'm Jack's.
You're at Jack's. It's a restaurant.
All right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 205272282 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
We're at Jack's, dude. All of us. We've been waiting here for 2 hours. We ordered a big bacon cheeseburger waiting on you.
Yeah, man, come on.
Big bacon cheeseburger at Jack's. You don't know what's cool about Jack's? You know what they have on their menu? You know what's cool about Jack's? Have you ever ate French fries with popcorn salt on it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they have on my fries, and it's fucking epic.
Cool. Well, I had it once, and it was like at some weird place that doesn't exist anymore. It was called Famous.
I can't get these have trip. I'll talk to these guys.
Welcome to the new age.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
We'll just call people we haven't connected with yet.
And be like, welcome to the new age. Yeah.
Why don't you make a Skype, dude?
What?
You have internet?
Yeah, I have internet. I can get on Skype.
Well, you should just add us on Skype.
Hold on, let me get on my Skype. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hello? Who's this?
I think I just missed a call from you.
Huh? Hello?
Hey. Is your sister home? Oh. I gave you our Skype info. It's in the chat.
Is it this the...
Yeah, let me call these two guys back and make them talk to each other.
Hold on, let me add you.
Cool. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing, dude?
I don't know. How you doing? Who's this, man?
Yeah, is your wife or girlfriend home?
No, I ain't got one of them. I try to use everybody else's wife. What's up?
Is it your daughter, then? I was talking to some girl at this number.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Who is she?
When was that?
About an hour ago.
About an hour ago?
Yeah.
Must have been your fucking mom, bro, because I ain't got
Stop
no girl
tripping,
here, homeboy.
Dude, I'm going to fucking come over and cap your ass, motherfucker.
Bro, come cap my ass, homeboy. I'm blood, homeboy. I will fuck
I don't care,
you off
dude. I'm
in
crib,
a bad way, homeboy.
I don't care what you are. I'm
come
crib,
with
motherfucker.
Come with
I don't care.
Crab ass, motherfucker.
I fucking got the TK blue.
All day, motherfucker,
I got the blue
blood.
On me, dude. I got
TK
the blue.
All day. Hey, faggot motherfucker, come to me right now. Eastern and Owens, home.
Yeah,
you
I don't
come
really
to me? You
give a fuck, dude. I'll roll up with 130 motherfuckers.
Hey, blood. Hey, blood.
I ain't blood, motherfucker.
Thing.
I'll roll up with
30 all
motherfuckers.
Day, motherfucker. I'll blow your fucking brains out.
I'll roll up
with
30 motherfuckers,
me?
Motherfucker.
And I'll fuck your fucking face, bitch.
I'll roll up with 30 motherfuckers,
well,
dude.
Come with it, bitch. Stop talking shit.
I'm on my
I told
way,
you
motherfucker.
Me, bitch.
I'm on my
right
way.
Now.
I'm on my way.
Hey, blood.
I'm on
hey,
my
blood.
Way. You better
hey,
get you better get strapped, motherfucker.
Hey, blood. Hey, blood.
Better get strapped. You better
hey, blood.
Get strapped. Shut up. I win. You better get strapped. That dude was like,
She was angry.
Aaron, what are you talking about? There was no terrorist threats there. We was talking about gangs, dude. He said he's blood, and I said I was Crip. He threw out that he was blood, and I said I was Crip.
Dude, this is insane.
Yeah, he said he was blood first, so I threw out that I was Crip, and I said I'm going to roll up there with 30 motherfuckers.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what number was that? Has anybody got that number?
No.
Damn.
Cole, since you're now on Skype, you got to join our circle jerks all the time.
Yeah, we listen to each other's voice in mouths. We go,
well, then. I would gladly be a part of that.
Mm. You would? You have to be the sucking noises guy, then. We need a guy that does sucking noises.
What?
He has to be the one everybody watches, too.
Yeah, would you get on cam for us?
Get on camera?
Yeah, you have to be the jerker on cam. What was that guy's number that I just called? I'm going to call him back and be like, "Hey, you are on dude, you're like four.
I'm 14.
I'll get on camera, but I'm not wearing a shirt. Fuck y'all, I don't give a fuck. Look at me. Oh, where am I at? Fuck y'all. I don't give a fuck!
I can't see you.
I don't give a fuck. Look at this. Fuck y'all.
I couldn't even see you. Oh, there you are. Hi, how's it going?
What's up, man?
What's up?
I don't give a fuck. Look at that beard. You see all that beard?
Dude.
That's my mug of ages, son. It holds four beers.
Are you serious?
It's fucking serious. Look, I'm trying. I got one left in all this right here. I'm not wearing a shirt. I don't give a fuck. You like look at all my action figures. I don't give a fuck. I got all this shit in my room. I don't give a fuck. I ain't gonna wear a shirt because I'm fat. Fuck y'all.
I like how everybody, like, nobody else in the thing other than the people in the call. Like, the people in the chat, like, have no idea what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, man. So, like, I don't get scared, dude. I'm a big dude. Look, I got the nips.
Everybody in the chat's like, what's going on? All they hear is, I don't have a shirt on.
No, I got tats and everything up in this bitch. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm gone.
Motherfuckers.
I've never saw Aaron, though. Aaron is too scared to get on cam for me.
Oh, come on, Aaron. What's up, man?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. Is Aaron Aaron? Well, you gotta be sick, dead, or mute, Aaron.
Look, I got that chest acne. I'm old and I still got that. Look, I'm fat titties.
Nice.
I flashed y'all motherfuckers.
It's your GTFO, Cole.
I'll be right back, man.
I'm drunk, dude. I don't give a fuck.
I got my cord.
Look at that jiggle. Look at that jiggle.
Whoa.
Y'all know y'all turned on now. Fuck y'all. Okay.
Hold on. Let me put my hat on. All right. Alright, we're good.
Tits or GTFO, Cole?
Actually, I have a hole in my chest, so. Hey, what's up?
Okay.
Sorry
I missed your call, but if you got...
Let's see that hole, dude. I want to see the hole. What happened? Where's the hole? Oh, shit. What happened?
It's called pectus excavatum. It's a congenital thing.
That's cool, dude.
I have I also have a curved spine and inverted ankles.
And a big dude.
Look, I'm just fat as a motherfucker. Look at that fat.
No, you're not that bad. Guess my
weight, and if you guess it, I will make you a mod.
250.
912.
Dude, I am 495 pounds. That is that fat motherfucker.
That's not that bad. I'm actually seeing way worse. Dude, I saw, okay, there's a 4-year-old in Mexico who smoked two packs of cigarettes a day, and he weighed like 250.
I mean, for my weight, I think I hold my weight well. I mean, for 400 something, look at those titties. Those ain't really big titties. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I got one beer left. After I drank this beer,
I hate guessing people. For some reason, I hate guessing people's weight because it makes me feel like I'm going to offend them if I say anything.
I'll call that Aaron. Hold on. I got one more of these left. Milwaukee. Beast.
Wichita State, man. Wichita State.
Okay. I'll get on, Cam. I'm not ashamed. I am who I am. Radio don't even believe my chance.
No, sir. Dozer. How do you say his name? Dozer?
Dozer.
Hello. Calling Studio 6, Toronto, Mississauga. If you know your party's room or extension number...
120, what's that mean?
That's the room.
Ah.
Look at the phone on this.
The what?
The phone. Look at that shit. Look at all that foam on that beer, dude.
Dude, that's a ton of foam, dude.
I know, right?
Yes, voicemail system.
When I was little, I used to think when my dad drank that, he put whipped cream on it. So I thought it was a crap ton of whipped cream. Wait. I was like, Daddy, can I have some? He's like, no.
Dude, my brother-in-law lets one of my nephews drink beer. I don't want to punch him in the fucking face. He's like, hey. My nephew, my stepbrother lets my nephew drink beer, and he's like 8, dude. I want to punch him in the fucking face. I'm serious.
Dude, that's like young. I haven't even had a taste of beer at 14.
Well, he's not my biological nephew, so I can't say shit.
So you guys added me on Skype. Do you want to, like, is this just a one-time thing? Or
if you want to call us during shows, you can do it, dude.
Oh, dude, thank you so much. Because I really enjoy doing pranks, so I was always really bad at it. I had nothing.
Aaron's all about you jerking your dick to him. That's about.
I've actually never done that before.
Aaron's all about you, dude. I mean, if he might private message you privately to get some sex on, I don't know what's going
on. He like added me, and I'm like, better not be weird.
I like girls, dude. I might be fat, but I like girls. Look at all this foam still, dude. Look at that. Nice. That's ridiculous.
Everybody's talking to me like, you're going to stay single. And, I'm like, why? He's like, for one reason.
Because your chest or what? Because I wear glasses.
I know, but I'm a totally different person when I wear my glasses. It's not even funny.
Dude, I've had many, many of an opportunity. I'm rich. Like, I'm, like, literal rich. Like, I have, like, 200K plus in the bank.
Dude, that's, like, a lot.
I own a restaurant, dude. And I don't date. I like being alone. I'm fat. I don't give a fuck about nobody. I just like being me.
That's not nice. Literally.
Why you say that's not nice? I don't care about nobody.
No, he said being mean. I'm like, that's not like nice. Literally, cause it's the opposite of nice.
Yeah, I just like being me. Fucking women just want you for what they can get out of you. If I will not date a woman unless she has a fucking full-time job. And my beard today, it looks pretty good.
Free toilet. Be like, is there any plumbing? Does that come with plumbing? Plumbing? No?
Does what come with plumbing out of that toilet? I need some cigarettes. Smoke Marlboro.
Marlboro.
Reds. Fuck the room.
No.
Oh, shit! I just spilled my beer, you cunt! You might have spilled my beer. Fuck you. Hey. She made me spill my beer. Do you not see me like act retarded when I spilled my beer? I spilled my beer, dude. It's my last beer too. Fuck. I'll call her back.
Call her and be like, you owe me a beer.
I will. Fuck her. I got the hiccups.
Dude, I'm trying to get my friends on here, but, like, all of them are busy. Like, not on the call, but, like, in the chat. I wouldn't add anybody to the call without your permission.
Where's the Bic when you need it? Fuck. We'll call Aaron's number. I seriously, look down here. Look, dude. My fucking pants are wet. Look at that shit. You
dude.
See, it looks like I pissed myself, dude.
It doesn't help that, like, most beers, like, horse piss yellow.
It looks like I pissed myself because I spilled my beer on myself.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, who's this?
And do you have my shipment?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it's me from work. I need you to get me my stuff, dude.
I didn't understand you. What did you say?
It's me from work, dude. You got my stuff?
I don't know what you're saying. I don't understand you.
Well, you need to understand me, you fucking cunt nugget. You bastard. I'm going to come smack you tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
He understood that.
You see this microphone, though, dude? It costs like $400, and I dropped it on the floor earlier.
Dude, it looks really nice.
It's a Rode Podcaster. It's the best USB quality mic you can buy.
Dude, I would like to get a mic, but you see the headphones I'm wearing?
Yeah.
So there are two jacks. There's one for the headphones, there's one for the mic, and I had Apple headphones, I lost them. But then my computer only takes one, so I had to choose my headphones over my mic. So I'm using my end computer mic, and I don't like it because I have to, like, scream.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What did that guy say?
I got Apple headphones.
I mean, you got what you got, but I mean, I'm doing this show like every week, so I figured I'd invest, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I would like to get a.
Hello?
Hey, cunt. How you doing?
Who's it?
It's your girl. It's your boyfriend that you sucked off that one time at the party.
What party?
Oh, that one at the one at the rave. You know, that Macklemore party.
No.
Oh, you don't remember? You swallowed.
Actually, I'm on the line with the business right back. Can I call you back in about 5 minutes?
But wait, I need your info because I'm pregnant.
Hold on.
She blew me off because I'm pregnant and she's
still on the line.
Let's sleep around her.
You know, for a guy that I've only met on the internet, you're pretty cool.
I am who I am. Radio don't even play my jam. I gotta cook me some food in here, man.
You know, I wanna just like I almost wanna ask you this question, but I've pretty sure it would get me in trouble.
Wait, no, you ain't in trouble. What's your question?
It's like I would, if you guys would be as nice as I can't speak. It's if you know I could call in every now and again on Skype instead of using my phone. Like, can I do that or?
No, we prefer you calling on Skype, honestly.
All right, and would you guys like mind, you know, if I'm not on the chat, like, messaging me when a show starts? Because half the time
no, you fine. Have to be on chat. We need more people on chat.
Well, no, because then I can get on my computer and then start messaging people, you know, hey, it started. Because some people listen to me when I talk.
Hold on. Cunt, are you there? Hey, yes. Baby, I love you. Can we go on another date?
My phone's dying, the battery. You'll have to call back in about 10 or 15 minutes.
But listen, fuck. I just need another BJ.
Dude, when she calls back, just like just do the yeah thing. Just like, yeah.
She can't call us back.
She can't call back?
Yeah, I got my shit fucked.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
I got them sexy titties. Fuck y'all. Fuck. Y'all motherfuckers thinking y'all think I'm fat. Motherfucker. Fuck y'all motherfuckers.
Aaron, you need to get on your cam right now.
Aaron's all secretive. He gave Dozier his number, but not me. That's what's fucked up.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
You remember me?
You called me. Not too long ago.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, call you back.
But you gave me a head that one day.
Okay.
You don't remember me? You blew me in that part.
Huh?
You blew me that one time. You don't remember me?
No.
That's fucked up. You must be blowing a lot of dudes then.
No, I don't.
Then you know me. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I know I might be a little drunk, and I haven't talked to you in a while, but I just wanted to see how you was doing. I mean, you was a pretty cool chick then and everything.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you told me to call you back and everything, but I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know how it gets.
So what do you want to do?
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit, but I mean, if you don't know who I am and you've blown a lot of dudes since then, I don't know. It's been about 4 months.
Okay.
You know who I am now?
No, I don't know who you are.
Who did you blow 4 months ago?
Huh?
Who did you suck off 4 months ago?
I don't know. I wasn't doing this 4 months ago.
You sucked me off 4 months ago. I swear to Jesus.
Bye.
Okay, bye, cunt.
Dude, we need to find a girl that can be like, I'll do anything for $20 and be like, can you clean my room?
You can have this free pit bull, Aaron. No, I'm just saying. I know Dozier has your number, but I don't. I just thought that was kind of weird.
Do you want it? He just asked me for it, so.
No, I don't want it because you didn't offer it, and I feel, like, used. Look at my titty, dude. Fuck you. Look at my titty. Fuck you.
Okay. I don't want it.
Hello?
I didn't tell him, and if I don't pick up.
You know what I love about prank calls is that everybody says they're going to call the police, but the minute you ask them to do it, they won't do it.
Dude, right now, I tell people to call the police, and I want to talk to them. I don't give a fuck.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
You got that shit still?
The what?
That free stuff?
On Craigslist?
Yeah.
Oh, the satellite dish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want for it? I mean, I'll give you $100 cash right now, even though you said it's free.
Oh, no, we just want to get rid of it.
Okay, do you have a girl there? I mean, what's up? I don't understand.
All it is a satellite. It's just the satellite dish that used to be on a roof. That's all we're trying to get rid of.
If I can pick it up, will you let me fuck her? Oh, my God. I'm a rapist right now. I will murder this bitch. Aaron's like, I want to get traced, nigga. I don't want to get traced, nigga. Fuck you. I'm going to call that guy back.
We should probably, you should say what you said before, and then I'll be like, I love you. See how confused he gets.
Aaron, why are you worried? If anybody gets in trouble, it's me. I'm hosting.
Nigga.
Don't even worry. I have a bomb. Aaron, I'm just kidding, Aaron. No fucking trip. I have a bomb filled with confetti. This is America.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Obama's the greatest president that ever lived. He don't give a fuck. He's like total swagger up in this bitch.
But what about Mr. Bush?
Mr. Bush is weird.
What?
I'm about to call Dozer up in this.
You should call him. Like,
Dozer, if you don't fucking call us, we're calling.
Hello.
Hey, cunt. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
No, I'm just chilling. I was wondering if I come by and give you 200, can you give me a blowjob? She hung up straight up.
Like, I ain't dealing with this shit.
Where's my cell phone? I'm looking for Dozer's number. Call me a second.
So wait, who are we calling?
I'm gonna call Dozer.
Hello?
Hey, what happened? I have 200. Do you not want that for a blow?
Let me tell you something, you nasty, low-down, dirty son of a bitch. You got the wrong fucking one.
No, I remember you.
Oh,
you
yeah, no, bitch, you don't know me, motherfucker. You don't know me.
I need a nigger. I need a fucking
let me tell you something.
Job.
You fucking idiot. Don't call this goddamn number no
I'll
more.
Call you again.
I'll fuck you up.
Fuck you.
I like how she threatens to hurt us when she doesn't even know where we live.
I'm going to call her again. Fuck her.
Can I say something like right at the very beginning and then you just go?
I called her eggplant. Anyway. I'm going to tell her I love her.
You're like, I'm sorry. This is too fun.
She's the only one in my life. Without her, I'm nothing. I swear to everything, dude. Without that fucking nigger bitch, I'm nothing. Without that eggplant looking bitch, I'm nothing.
Dude, you are too good. It's not even funny. What the heck?
I'm calling Dozer right now.
Did you click that link?
No, I'm calling Dozer. Hold on. He needs to come on. He said 1 hour, and it was like 2 hours ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was when I got on. He said he'd be on in an hour. Now I've made it so far as to get on the Skype call. Which I do appreciate you not kicking me off.
Right now I can't feel my face, let alone kick you off.
Oh, never mind. No, okay.
My dog chewed up my other glasses. I look like a fucking douche right now in these glasses. They keep falling down to my fucking nose. What happened to that number? Fuck!
I think she...
Dude, I had to go to my contact list.
Where's my other hat? I need to switch to my other hat.
I want to call him. Hold on. I'm going to put my cell phone up to my head. Cut ass, bitch ass, nigga ass, bitch.
Yo, girl. What's up, girl?
These titties. Yeah, I wish y'all had those. He didn't answer. I'll text him. Hey, Nick.
Please leave your message for...
Aaron.
What?
Post numbers, because I don't even know what the world is right now.
Okay.
You don't even know what the world is.
I really don't, dude. Dude, you don't understand. I've drunk 40 beers.
Dude, we need to call my friends. Dude, remember when I had you call my friend Jacob? We should call him again. And then I'll be like...
You don't want me to call anybody right now, because I don't have no sensors in my body right now. And if I talk to anybody, I won't give a fuck, and I'll fucking trip them out, dude.
All right, hey, Aaron, I'm gonna read a number to you, and I want you to type it out, because I'm too lazy to do
so,
okay?
Don't say it on the air.
Don't do it on there. We're on the air, dude, and it gets recorded on podcast. Yeah. Type it in the chat, dude.
All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. Sometimes
dude, what the fuck, Pat Fox? Click your website. Did you create that website? What the fuck?
What website?
Here, Aaron, I'm just going to message it to you. Or no,
PatFox.tk.
I don't own that. Who made that?
I don't know. Click it.
I'm not clicking that shit.
What is it?
Click it.
I'm not clicking that. Fuck you, nigger.
All right. If he calls, if he answers, let me talk. Let me start. Okay, and then we'll go from there.
I'm pissing in a trash can. That's how drunk I am. Oh fuck! Look at that fucking pussy. That fucking pussy has an octopus in it, dude. Oh shit! I want to fuck her. I'll fucking put my dick in that bitch. Fuck! I would fucking hit that shit, dude. Aaron, you gotta admit you would hit that fucking dick, dude. That dick? Did I just say that? Dude, I don't even know where I'm at. This mind is out here. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Fuck. I don't even give a fuck. Fuck. I texted Dozer, but he's not responding, dude. What's his number, Aaron?
He's...
That's Cole's number.
You have reached the voicemail box of Jacob.
Dang it. Here, try calling him again.
I'm going to add every contact on my friends list right now to the chat and see if they answer. That's how drunk I am.
We should do that one thing where we can check it all involves, like, everything last time. You okay?
I got the hiccups.
Titus
is my
Titus
nigga.
Water.
Titus is my nigga.
I love you.
Hey, Titus. Without Titus, we couldn't host any of this shit, dude. He's the Zionic Studios guy. He's like, what the fuck, dude? I'm fucking chilling here, working in IT departments, and trying to call me, dude. Hello?
Hey?
Titus.
What's up?
I'm drunk, dude.
Okay.
And we're doing a live show, and you're live on the air right now.
He's drunk.
And there's all these people listening to you right now, dude. And I was telling them how awesome Zionic Studios is.
Oh, nice. Good job.
You should tell them how awesome you are in all your fucking deals right now. Do it.
You just put me on the spot, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Look at my fat ass on cam without a shirt.
What the hell, man?
I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm drunk like a case and I have a beer, dude. I can't feel my face, dude.
Wait, touch your face. Touch it.
See
if you feel anything.
I can't feel my face, dude. It's touching my nose on the... I'm touching my $400 mic on my nose. Look at it.
It's touching my nose.
Who's echoing?
I don't know.
Wait, Dosser is on the call, though. Why isn't he talking?
He's not on... That's the streaming thing. Dude, Titus has been my friend for, like, almost going on 4 years now, hadn't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
I love that motherfucker, dude.
Hi, I'm new.
Y'all just, dude, if you ever need anything online, dude, though, Titus will hook you up, dude. Like, if you need Ventrilo, web, anything, dude, you should hook up with him, dude. I'll hook you up with a good deal, dude. He can set you up with anything online, dude.
Seriously?
Yeah, dude. Wait, do you need anything online?
Like, how do you mean? Like, online?
Do you have a website?
I need one.
Oh, dude, talk to Titus, dude. He can register your domain, host your website, and he'll give you fucking cheap-ass deals because of me, right, dude?
I don't have any money to give him, so.
Well, I mean, he'll give you a cheap-ass deal. Like, he hooks me up good, don't you, Titus?
Yeah, try to.
Anything you need, dude. I mean, Titus has got you. That, I mean, I love Titus with all my heart, dude. He's the fucking shit, dude.
Well, I don't know Titus personally, so I wouldn't want to put that on him.
No, you don't have to put none on Titus. If you like me, you like Titus. That's the shit. That's how it works, right, Titus?
That works. Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. If I need anything, I'll be sure to ask Deathbox to ask you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't even know, dude. Look at me. Look at me on cam. I'm like 400 pounds, and I'm fucking like...
You're crazy.
Okay, we're going to call... Titus, what are you doing right now?
I'm doing homework.
Who is Michael? Is that Trey?
Michael?
Yeah.
No, that's Red Fox. Or Red Dragon. Red Dragon.
Oh, somebody posted on Facebook a bit ago talking about wanting people to go to your IRC. I posted that Titus is the only cool motherfucker there.
Yeah, they saw that.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Titus is my fucking friend, dude. Give a fuck, man. You're going to be on prank calls with us, Titus.
Dude, I can't. I got shit to do.
What do you got to do, dude? Honestly.
I got homework. I got to fuck.
College work?
Yeah, I got a test tomorrow.
Tell this guy about
Tess.
Hey, Titus has got to tell you about Tess. Here he is.
Fuck off.
Here's just Titus. Here he is.
I'm sorry, what?
Titus wants to tell you about
You're a fucking cunt, that's what.
Why you a cunt, bitch?
Yeah, come on. Titus
believes every female is the greater generation of her species, right, Titus?
Sure, whatever you say.
I love Titus. I need to make another IRC server, don't I, Titus?
Wait, this has IRC? We need one of those.
No, me and Titus made an IRC server back in the day, and then we linked to these dudes. But every time me and Titus get together, people try to hate on us, don't they, Titus?
Why?
They just do, don't they, Titus? I'm trying to drag you into this shit, Titus, so talk.
No, my cam's on. Why, what's up? It froze. Oh, let me turn it off and turn it back on.
So who's on link to you right now, Titus?
It's just us now.
Is Spawn still there?
Yeah, but we demoted him.
How'd you demote him? What'd you demote him to?
A global.
Are you serious? That motherfucker's global?
Yeah. We took away his server.
What would happen if I come back into the, chat scene?
I don't know. You can get your own server.
Well, I know I could get my own server, but would I be a server admin?
If it's yours, I mean, I don't know that. I don't think that'd link to you.
You wouldn't link to me, Titus?
I didn't say I wouldn't. I said they wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't know.
That's fucked up, Titus.
Well, they're fucked up.
Why do you hang around with them if they're weird?
Everybody on the internet is weird.
Dude, I could bring so many people to your chat on Fridays, you don't even know. Dude, we had 75 people on last Friday. Our shit's growing, it's ridiculous. How many people's in the chat right now?
Not many because we,
That's our chat right now, and we're doing an unscheduled show, and that's just five people. But I'm talking about, we're in partnership with Bark.com right now, and that chat. I don't think I'd go back to RC, but if I did, I mean, I know I could bring at least 75 to 100. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only reason I left, same reason I left the time before that, you know, power tripping people, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even get that. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm drunk dialing your ass, Titus.
I know. I was like, what the fuck does he want now?
What do you mean by that shit, Titus? You're my friend no matter what happens, honestly. I like you.
I like you too.
I mean, I sit there, I plug you on every website.
Let's
I'm
get
like,
married.
Let's get married. I would marry Titus more than God. I would marry you, Aaron.
Why did you have to go in that direction?
Why not? Titus is sexy looking. I'm sorry. Why wouldn't you marry Titus?
Is he super sexy?
Yeah, dude. You shouldn't marry Titus.
I don't swing that way.
Why not?
Because I'm straight.
Titus is like the professor on fucking Futurama, dude. You shouldn't marry that motherfucker.
No. He's probably way older than I am. Anyways, he's already in college.
Titus is like, what, 25?
26.
I was close.
He's 12 years older than I am. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, do you want a pedophilia relationship,
Titus? No. Can't Titus, live near school.
Hey, dude, Dotser, whatever his name is in chat.
Titus, you don't want that tight young guy?
No, fuck.
Do you still have our fucking radio station on your site?
I don't know that it was ever up there.
It was up there, dude. I remember. Don't trip.
I don't remember. I mean, it's on the link to your site, but not the actual radio player.
Yeah, you should have the radio player on your site, dude. I mean, I plug you every show, dude. I plug your hosting and everything every show. Do you not know that?
No, I've been busy.
Yeah, I know you're busy, dude, but I just want to, like, connect. I was just drunk and called everybody on my list. But I mean, I honestly plug you on every show. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, if you want to put me on your site, I can give you a radio tunnel link or whatever. It would like update everything on your site, like on our website. You know?
Right.
I mean,
sure. I'll do that.
It's up to you, dude. I mean, it don't really matter. I mean, I can send people to your RC that wants to use RC. It don't really matter. But, I mean, I just want to say hi to you, dude, because you've been my friend for fucking ages.
Yeah, sure.
You're laughing. Why don't you do a prank? I want you to do a prank, dude.
I don't do
Here you go. Here's your prank, Titus. Nope. It's Restaurant Roots for $25. You got to do it, Titus.
Nope.
There's people listening and in the chat on our website waiting for
you. They love you.
Here you go, Titus. Titus, don't do this. You're fucking not cool no more.
Hello?
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 Yes. Why are you answering your door?
What?
I'm outside knocking. Why are you answering your door?
Is this Victor?
Yes.
I'm home. You're not here.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. We've been waiting for you. We're home.
Maybe
you
I
have the right
place.
Address. You must Maybe. Have the wrong place.
Can you give me the address again?
Sure. It's 1.
Okay.
What? Cunt? Your address is not 1. She hung up. I love you for that, and I'm going to plug you 8 more times for that exact fucking prank, dude. Just because you...
That wasn't much of a prank.
I'm at your back door. I'm at your back door.
Honestly, though, Titus, I'm going to plug you more just because you did that prank and you went balls deep on that shit, dude.
Whatever.
You're laughing, but I do plug you more than you think I do, dude. You know every show we do plug you.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate it. Feel the love.
I mean...
You feel
30 to 50 people hear your plug every time. I love you, dude. I'm drunk. I can't even feel my face. Look, watch me. Watch me on camera. I just hit myself.
It's more than normal, though.
I hit myself as hard as I could in the face, and I don't even feel it.
Hello?
Hey, do you have a wet vagina?
I'm sorry, what?
Is your vagina still as wet as a cavernous fucking cave? I remember I was inside you once and it was the best thing I've ever been in. She woke up.
Dude, you guys are amazing.
I don't give a fuck, yo. Zonic Studios. For real, dudes. I make you a deal. Anybody that signs for that will be our VIP member. Anybody that buys any service from Zonic Studios right this fucking moment will be our VIP member. Right, Aaron?
Wait, what do we got to do?
If you sign up for anything that Zonic Studios hosts, you will be our VIP kingpin member, and you will become mod in our chat room. Right, Aaron?
Can I have a link, please?
If you'll look on our right bar, there's Zonic Studios banner. If you sign up for anything they have, I don't care if it's $1 a month.
Zonic Studios, I see it.
Anything they have, if you sign up for any of that, you will become a kingpin member, as I call it. And you will be on most, like 90% of our shows. I'm serious. I'm trying to get fucking tired of paper right now.
It costs the monies. I don't have the monies.
It does cost the monies, but anybody that's listening right now that signs up, I'm serious. You'll become a mod in our chat.
Can you play for free? Like it's me?
Because without Titus, we couldn't do this shit. I'm serious.
Yo,
I love you, Titus.
Mod me.
He said he loved you, Titus.
I love you. I'm not even
feeling
drunk.
Love.
Bond no, for real. Without Titus, we couldn't do this because he hosts the event. He hosts the fucking all that.
Dude, nice, Titus. Titus, I do appreciate it because if I wasn't here, I wouldn't even be here right now. So, Eric, you didn't do the site.
He don't host the site or nothing, but he hosts the radio and he hosts the all the audio capabilities that y'all listen to. This is all the beer I have left. I feel like broken.
Titus, he's had like. How many now? 20-something?
What?
How many have you had? 20-something?
20-something what?
Beers.
I don't even fucking know, dude. I've had 2 cases.
Oh, my God. That's what you call that right there. It's when you don't even know how many you've had.
I have an American patriot enough.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
This is America, dude. I love America.
And
if you don't love America, you can't listen to our show. I suggest you log out now if you're a Russian.
If you're Canadian, we'll push you away. No.
We love Canadians. Canadians are basically Americans.
Hello?
Hey, cunt. What's up?
Hello? Hello?
What's up?
Hey.
Hello?
How much are your blowjobs nowadays?
What?
Your blowjobs, how much are they nowadays? I'm gonna call her back. I bet she'd give us one.
Oh, yeah, we got more people in here. We got 2 guests.
Aaron, you're already a mod, aren't you, Aaron?
No.
Hold I on. Should be a mod.
Set that up. Hold on.
I want Reese's Pieces, I want Reese's Edward Jesus Pieces, I want Reese's Pieces, and take care of them. Chuck Norris died, but he's all right now.
Chuck Norris is not dead, you faggot.
No, look, it's a picture. It says Chuck Norris died, he's all right now.
We don't watch Tosh. Ruben called this a microwave van. Do y'all know what taquitos are?
Yeah, I...
Yeah, they're good.
If you know what taquitos are, press 1 in the chat. I need to deep fry me some taquitos.
They're taquitos? Duh.
I need to deep fry me.
Hey. Hello?
Hey, baby. I miss you.
Hello?
I miss you. I miss you. She hung up on me because I sound like a retard. I miss you, baby. Titus, what are you doing?
Homework.
What are you working on?
I'm studying for my test tomorrow.
What kind of test?
Physics.
You should put the answer.
Quantum physics. Quantum physics don't exist.
You should answer on every question E equals MC2.
Squared.
Two. Not squared. Okay. Fuck them bitches that think it's squared. Fuck them. Fuck them bitches.
You know all.
We need to. Whenever this show ends, and because honestly, I'm gone and I have no more.
Yeah, let's just end it.
No, but if we end it, the show's ended.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Do I want to end it, really? Let me call and threaten somebody's life real quick.
Let's not end it. No. I don't want to end it, to be honest.
Let me threaten somebody's life before we end it.
No.
Aaron's scared. He's like, I'm in my corner. Hold on.
Wait, why is
Doge just texting me? Doge are just texting me. Hold on. Okay, sorry, my friend's still here. I'll try to get on soon. Nigga.
We gotta keep going, then.
Nigga, I'm drunk. I'm drunk. If I can make myself food, then we can keep going.
Dude, you need to make yourself food so we can keep going.
You...
I love it. I love the show, and it needs to keep going. Dude, can we call a bakery really quick?
What? Post a number. I'll call anything you post a number to.
All right, because I have an idea for something to do for a bakery.
Post a number.
All right, I'm looking up bakeries. 10 great bakeries around the U.S. It was good.
Aaron, you can't be right back in these crucial times.
Did they seriously put... these guys are dumb. You guys are so dumb.
We gotta murder some people. Try it style. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, this place is called The Bake Shop.
Look at me right now.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 702-813-1999.
All right.
Post the number correctly. I'm going to go cut my fry open real quick. Be right back.
Okay, there we go. Can I do this one?
Keep talking. I'll be right back.
All right. So as I'm filling in for Death Fox, this is PSR Radio. Right? PSR? Yeah, PSR. That was PRS for a second. I'm new here, so... Evil Ideas says we need to test some Craigslist ads. Should we do it? Like, we can get a couple in, that way we can keep going. That way we can wake Dosser.
Mendozer?
However you say his name, I think DDoSer, and then I think Dosser, and it just goes from there. Dosser.
No.
But the way his name is spelled, it would be pronounced Dosser, or Dossier. If it's French, Dossier. Welcome back, my friend. Oh, he's not back at the time. I just saw Star Trek Into Darkness.
How's that?
Well, it was okay. I'm not going to spoil anything, but really, like, to get the origins of the show, like, they put some Easter eggs in there for, you know, people who have watched the show for a while, with the one Captain Kirk and not Jean-Luc Picard, but really, it was really inconsistent with
Shut
the
up.
Lore.
All right, shut up. Okay, according to this Taquitos, I got to...
Alright, so...
I got to...
It's a prank call. You got to
shut up, dude. You're fucking running your fucking bacon mouth. I got to... When the shit's hot, I got to cook them for 5 minutes. Look, taquito box. Look at them. Y'all see the taquitos? I love you, Cole, but shut the fuck up when I'm talking. I'm the king. Right, Aaron?
You're fucked up, man.
I'll kill some bitches right now.
What?
I'll slash some bitches.
What? I'll get somebody on the line.
I'll smash some bitches' faces. The only good bitch is a slashed bitch.
Hey, are we calling the bakery?
I don't know. I'm talking. Aaron. Aaron's scared. Aaron's like, I'm going to get arrested tonight.
No, I don't want to get arrested, nigga.
My name is Aaron Burr, and I'm getting arrested tonight.
Hello, you've reached Bait Shop at 5351 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. We're unable to get to...
Okay, we're calling Domino's Pizza.
Alright.
Domino's Pizza. Pizza San Diego. Fuck, nigger! I don't say it in like a gender racial thing. Okay, there we go. I don't say it in a rock term. I say it like racist. Like, and I love the black community. It, without me, my best friend was black until my daddy sold him. That's my joke of the day.
What?
To them. Aaron said, what?
What?
In the butt. I said, well, what?
You say what? What?
In the butt. Okay, I'm calling this Domino's. I'm going to try to scam some numbers. You ready to write them down, Aaron?
Yep.
I can get them, too.
My name is Dear McNiggerson, and I'm here to get your number.
Thanks, calling Domino's. This is Justin. How can I help you?
This is Justin McMasterson from the corporate office in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, what can I help you with, Justin?
We're having a computer problem from your central office.
What's a computer problem?
We've not got your last three call-in numbers. Could you hook us up with the information on the last three call-in numbers?
No, I can't give you that information.
Well, fuck you, nigger.
Is there a way I can verify who you are?
Yes, you can call us at 1-800. You're a nigger.
Okay.
That was stupid. I shouldn't have did that.
Dude, that was good. Like, can you just...
I shouldn't have said, can you hook us up? That was stupid.
Yeah, because, like, you guys are like, could you please resuscitate our memory?
Yeah, that was dumb. That was dumb.
It wasn't that dumb. I've seen worse. There's a guy calling the police, and he said he was an officer, and he was, like, using all these racial terms. It was so funny, but it was so because he was so dumb.
This is Justin McJusterson.
Justin McWaterson. Okay, we gotta get our alliances straight. I'm Neo Foxworth.
This is Jeff Foxworthy?
Foxworthy, yeah. What are we calling?
Shut up.
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. My name's Danny.
Yes, this is Joseph McAnderson. And I am calling from the Dallas, Texas area corporate office.
Okay.
We've having trouble with you syncing up with our central computers. Have you had trouble with your computers lately?
No.
Oh. We need you to sync up with us so we can process your internet orders.
Is it like a mandatory thing?
Yes.
Okay, 1 second.
Have a crunch cake. And, of course, an icy cold Coca-Cola product to wash it all down. Available in 20-ounce or 2-liter sizes. Domino's Bread Bowl Pasta is the perfect meal to go. Generous individual servings of perfectly cooked pasta served in a lightly seasoned bread bowl. Available in 5 varieties. Check them all out at Domino's.com. Domino's inspired pizza recipe with its buttery garlic.
Hello? I'm trying to get numbers, Aaron. Can you reformat that number with a plus one instead of a plus? A faster food mark? Okay, thank you. I'm trying to get this number real quick.
Our special tonight is two large pizzas with two of your favorite toppings for just $19.99. Our available team.
This call may be monitored or recorded.
We'll be right with you to take your order.
What if I don't want to order?
Shut up.
Thank you for tuning in to Domino's Pizza. This is Deontay. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Joe McMasterson, and I'm calling from the Dallas, Texas area. And I'm the regional representative for your area, and we're having trouble with our computer syncing with our areas. Have you received a lot of internet orders lately?
Kind of, sort of. Well, here, let me grab my GM right quick.
Thank you.
Okay.
Introducing Aaron, Domino's new handmade pan pizza, delivering a crispy golden crust in a buttery taste. The dough is never frozen, made with two layers of real cheese and topping.
Domino's, I'm helping.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Justin McMasterson.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Justin McMasterson from the Dallas, Texas corporate office.
Uh-huh.
We're not getting your online orders on our system.
What do you mean you're not getting the online orders?
You know how when people place an online order, it goes to your system, then it goes to our corporate system?
Uh-huh.
We're not getting those. I was wondering if we could resync the systems real quick.
Restart the system?
No, resync the systems. It won't take but about 5 minutes tops.
Okay, let me just verify this. Like, what do I have to do?
All you have to do is give me the last three call-in numbers for the internet orders, and we can sort it out. We can sync it back up.
All right, let me just speak to my supervisor because I'm not allowed to give information without authorization.
That is okay. Go ahead.
All right, one moment. And then do you have a number we could reach out?
Yes, it's the call-in number we called from.
Could you just verify it? Because like, a lot of numbers showed up.
Yes, 666. 4824.
And then the area code?
482.
All right, one moment. Your name?
Yeah, it's John McMasterson.
And what's the name of the place you're calling again?
This is corporate in Dallas, Texas.
All right, one moment. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Things all the way to the edge.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm too drunk, dude.
I can tell.
Can you do this?
Okay.
Okay, here, I'm going to do another one. Here it is. I'm getting texts from fucking retard people. Those are everybody.
Get a dozer on here.
I'm trying, dude.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Destiny. How can I help you?
Hi, Destiny. This is Aaron Burr. I'm calling from Domino's Corporate in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hi, how can I help you?
We're having a little bit of a technical problem with your location this evening. The internet orders aren't syncing up to our main computer system here. And what we need to do is we need to get it back into sync. So okay. for us to do that, we just need like the last three phone numbers of the internet orders that you've gotten, so we can research it in our system and just go ahead and cross-reference everything.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do that. So the last three that were placed online?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the last one, do you want the phone number or the address?
Phone number.
Okay, the very last one was 619-581-0920.
All right, can you repeat the last four on that one?
0920.
Okay, perfect.
And it was placed at 656.
Perfect. Okay, what's another number?
619-240-5552, and it was placed at 626.
Perfect. Okay, just one last one.
Got another delivery place at 608, and it was 619-251-6624.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You're being an awfully good help for us this evening.
No, you're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you, too, babe.
We're going to fucking prank them bitches and make it go like
that. Work? What?
We do this all the time, dude.
Oh, now I feel bad.
You're going to have to delete all those numbers off of pot or the drunk show or whatever you're going to upload.
Because, like, each one of them, I figured it wasn't going to work. Each one of them was, like, the corporate stuff. And then also there's
that
one lady.
Yeah, I'm too drunk to convince them, honestly. But I'll do the first one. Eric can do the second one. You can do the third one. Here we go. Right. I'm going to make them fucking freak out.
Don't say anything bad.
Dude, chill. Have sperm in your pizza.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a order from us. We're Domino's.
Yeah.
Can you confirm your order real quick?
How do I confirm it?
What did you get?
Oh, I got a small pizza and wings and a Coke.
Oh, I'm sorry to inform you, but in your small pizza, one of our employees were irate and we had to terminate him, and he accidentally dumped your pizza in the trash.
Dumped our pizza in the trash?
Yeah, before you got it. So have you consumed the pizza yet?
No.
Oh.
We haven't even gotten it yet.
Well, when you get it, I would hate to inform you, but the pizza has been dipped into the trash bin. I would like to give you a 50% discount for this pizza and ahead of time. And if you would still accept it, it is still a fresh pizza, technically, other than it has been dipped in the trash. I will give you to my senior representative. His name is Aaron. Here he is. One second. I will transfer you right now.
Hey, yo, what's up, baby?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. We had an employee that went rogue this evening, and he was, like, dancing all over the restaurant. He was throwing pizzas everywhere, and I think your pizza accidentally got into the trash, and our delivery driver picked it up and, is out delivering it to you. So I'm going to go ahead and call him. I'm going to go ahead and, like, when he delivers that, I'm going to go ahead and give you a 50% discount.
Okay.
So is that okay? Would you still accept the pizza?
I guess if it's not that ruined.
No, everything's in perfect condition.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you have a blessed night now.
Okay.
What are you calling now? You're calling her back?
Hello? 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 Hello?
This is Domino's driver.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm delivering your Domino's.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I accidentally, we're about to get your pizza to you, but, it's been tampered with. Oh, I think you've received a call from our corporate.
Excuse me?
Did you just receive a call from our corporate?
Yeah, I just got a call.
Okay, it's cool. Our pizza might have, like, salmonella or whatever, but, we'll hook you up and we'll give it to you for 50% off. We're about to be there in, like, 10 minutes, okay?
Okay,
Okay, so enjoy your, like, AIDS or whatever. Bye. Fucking whore. She don't even know what she's talking about.
Dude, that was good.
Okay, Aaron, you got the second one, okay?
Okay.
Aaron's like, this shit's off the hook. I'm just kidding.
We gotta get DOS. We gotta get DOS.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 6192405
Okay, the third one. I'm your manager, okay, Aaron?
Okay. Alright, so Aaron, do you want the third one since you didn't get the second one?
Yeah, he's got the third one, but I'm...
Hi, you've reached Krista. I can't get to my phone right now, but if you leave your name, number, and the best time to reach you, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
We totally... Hey,
squirrel cunt, nigger.
We just jizzed on your pizza. We're about to deliver it.
You might get AIDS.
You might have that.
Okay.
Where's Dozer, dude?
Dozer's, like, dead.
Aaron's tapping something.
A logo? What kind of logo should I get?
A black person named Jamonte.
No. No. We have a vote. Let's see what my logo should be.
I'm going to go cook some food here in a minute.
Alright.
Are we in the show for a little while or what?
No, I'm waiting for Dozer. I'm trying to get him on here. I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to tell him they need you. That was at 904 and it's 912.
Wait, I should have a blank logo. It should have a picture on it.
Hello?
Hey, is this Frank Session Radio?
Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Dozer.
Hey, you need to come on here and host this shit, dude, because I need to go eat some food and everybody's wanting a more show.
I'm just a fan. I just wanted to...
No, Dozer, I'm not joking, though. More people want a show to go on longer, and I need to go eat.
I love you, Dozer.
How many people are in the chat room right now?
39.
How many people are in the chat room? Nine?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 people in the chat room and, like, 13 on the stream. Can you come on?
Go spam the link if you can get
16
to 20 people.
No, dude, come on, for real. I'm not joking. I have a fryer on right now, and I got to go cook, dude. I've did the show for, like, 4 hours. Can you come on? They want you on right now.
Dozer.
I'll be on. I'm just driving home.
Well, okay, well, go ahead and start talking and whatever, and I'm going to go to my deep fryer right now.
Are you going to come back at all?
In about 15, 20 minutes when I get my deep fryer done. I have a deep fryer on, dude. I have to, like, attend to that shit.
Oh, wait, you'll be back? You're not leaving for good?
No, I'm not leaving for good, but I have a deep fryer on right now, and it's waiting in the kitchen, and it's been eating up for, like, an hour.
Yeah, I'll continue the show. Go ahead. That's what you got to do.
Okay, so y'all talk until I get my deep fryer shit done.
Am I live right now?
Yeah.
Cool.
What's up, man?
What you guys do?
We're just chilling.
I'll call him and just kill him in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Alright.
Peace, Doug.
Alright, is my profile pic different now? Should be.
Yeah, it is.
Is it my pretty face?
It's your very pretty face.
Am I a pretty princess?
Very. Very, 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 very pretty.
How pretty?
Stripper pretty.
You want some fuck?
Yeah, come to my house, big boy.
Oh, you want to fuck? Oh. My name's Cherry Pie. You fuck my dollar. I should call someone like that. Like, oh, my name's Cherry Pie. Oh, that would be so good.
I don't know. We're not going to do that now.
Here, let's get a call. I'll be Cherry Pie.
We can't. We can't because D-Fox ain't here.
Because what? Fox isn't here?
Nah.
Oh, so we're waiting for Fox to get calls. All right. Well, let's get a topic to let's have a topic to talk on. How big a disappointment the Xbox One was.
That was very disappointing.
I mean, come on. Connecting to the internet once every 24 hours, the internet's so unreliable, there's no way that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Because they say you lose your license if you don't, like, lose your game license or whatever. If you don't log in.
You can't give them to your friends, and it watches you all the time. Because you have to have your Kinect plugged in all the time.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it'll, like, it says to survey you, which is really weird.
Yeah, that's super creepy.
Dude, it like makes me scared how much that would do it.
People are spying on you.
Yeah, like it's already enough with the NSA. Like, it's not even funny.
Yeah, they like got everything.
Yeah. Hey, you should put yourself on the camera. If I put myself on the camera, you gotta put yourself on the camera. Ready?
Yeah, I gotta figure out how to do it. How do you do it?
Just turn on video.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm frozen. I keep freezing. My internet's slow. So I'm on Minecraft. Everybody should get on Minecraft, and we should have a big party.
It doesn't give me the option.
What?
They don't give you the option.
They don't give you the option. Okay. Put your mouse over my face. Like, put your mouse over my face right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see any bars coming up at the bottom?
Just the microphone thing, the plus thing, and the end call. Usually there's a video camera there. I don't have the video camera.
That's probably why you don't have a webcam plugged in. I can send you one, but it's crap.
I have one built in.
You have one plugged in? Is it a USB, or is it a...
No, it's built in. I have a MacBook, so...
Oh, then, okay, so you have to go into your MacBook settings and let it programs access it, I think is what you got to do.
Usually it works. I don't know why it's not working right now.
I don't know. I'm being shot at by a skeleton and I'm going to die.
What are you playing?
Minecraft.
Oh.
You know what we should do? We should start a hardcore server every time we do a radio show, and whoever dies last gets the last prank call. That would be funny.
Nice.
That would be funny. But I bet, like, Death Fox would be up in arms, because he doesn't look like the kind of guy that would play Minecraft.
He plays Dungeons & Dragons.
I play, like, League of Legends, Team Fortress 2, The Binding of Isaac, all that goodly shit.
Nice.
League of Legends is a good game. NHA agent caught...
That was a really funny prank.
Oh my gosh. Alright.
Here, I got another one.
We should make a whole... Got another what?
I got another video like that. Here, hold on.
Alright.
You can talk.
Dude, we gotta get some numbers. We need to get some requests.
Yeah, for real. Once Dozer gets on, the show will definitely pick up.
Yeah, dude, I like Dozer. When I first got on, Dozer was the first voice that I heard.
Yeah.
Desmond Dozer.
Man, I've known him forever since back in... Have you ever watched Zolar's show?
What?
Did you ever watch Zolar's show?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he's so funny.
I know.
Oh, fuck. Roman Atwood.
All right, guys. I need you to request some numbers. Or, well, you know, I shouldn't say that because I don't know. I should probably just shut my mouth. That would be smart.
You're cool. No matter.
I like how Death Fox kept yelling at me when he wasn't talking. He's like, don't talk when I'm talking.
He's wasted right now.
I know. I've only seen one other person wasted. I've never seen somebody this wasted, though. Oh, I got a message on Skype. Who's it from? It's from Aaron. Oh, okay. Hello, Aaron. Okay. Yep. Didn't mistype that. I think I hear Death Fox come back.